be as the fly upon the wall. Observe, do not interact.
That's very zen of you. You must smoke pot.
I want to be engaged into the guy's plane.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game to die slave.
I can't play these video games.
Games are for entertainment radio.
Alright. Getting situated here while Wolf turns off the sound of Final Fantasy XI because he can't be bothered to record with us. We'll just let him sit here and play his...
I'm in the zone, baby. I'm in the zone.
He's in the zone, he says. He's on the fire, right? Playing a top-of-the-notch game.
Kiss my ass. Kiss my yellow ass.
Kiss your yellow... God, there's all the quotes for you out of the way right in the beginning of the show. You might as well just go home.
You're on a record.
Bam. All right, this would be episode 27 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. C4.
Hunter.
Wolf.
Hunter, can we even hear you?
Hunter.
Speak up. I'm going to shove that microphone down your throat again. Anyway, did everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, I worked, as usual.
You worked?
Yeah,
did you miss doing the show?
Yes, I did.
You did?
My Thanksgiving was good.
Yeah?
I'm a fat turkey.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed theirs. I went down to my sister's and got to hang out with my dad and my sister, and so that was that. And I'll tell you what, it was crazy shit, because we should have recorded, you know, like that day that I went down there, and it was really awkward to not do the show for me. Like, it's just become a part of my day, and you know, it's weird because I keep this list, you know, of things to talk about all week. And all week I just drop little addresses or little notes to myself, and there are things to, you know, flesh out more as we get closer to the show date. It was really strange to not do the show, but I did manage to put up a Zelda video. I was playing around with some video capture stuff, and there's a video on the Zelda Collector's Disc called The Legend of Zelda Retrospective or something. I put that up on everybody's favorite burned out star website, and it took off. I couldn't believe it. At the end of the day, I was on BitTorrent, and, you know, it didn't occur to me that not everybody knew how to use BitTorrent. I got some email, you know, what is this file? How do I use this? You know, and what do I do with it? And everybody kept saying it's just, you know, I would get emails that said, this is just a text file that is, a couple K. You know, then this isn't a 50 meg video. So, I didn't know that not everybody knew how to use BitTorrent, so I thought that was kind of unusual, but I mean, I couldn't believe it. At the end of that next morning, after I'd gotten the seeds out and everybody's been leeching off me all night. There was 150 seeds and like 40 leechers that first next morning. It must have been like Wednesday morning or whatever day that was that I got that out there. It was way too big for the length of the video, but I just didn't feel like messing with it too much. I had a little tiny 10K version on the site too, just, you know, let people see the video. I thought it was pretty neat. I mean, I don't think either of you watched it though, probably.
Huh? I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't see it on there and download it.
Right.
Would have noticed it was posted by a C4 on there and would have put it together. Anyway, so that was me trying to make up for not having a show for last week. But we did do the 2 hours before that, so I hope we didn't, you know, discourage everybody from listening. I hate missing a show, but it just had to. The timing was bad. But that's all right, because now we've got some really good stuff here.
Yeah, also I'd like to point out, if you guys would like to give us some feedback, I'd really like to hear your feedback on the show. You know, I just want to know for myself.
I got feedback for you. Talk louder. And I got one for myself.
Talk quieter.
Talk
at all. Something more than four words than something that makes more sense.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick. That's a three words. All right, knock it off.
All right, anyway. Come on, we gotta now. Okay, this is why we can't focus, because Wolf is sitting here playing Final Fantasy XI.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I know you're listening, but this isn't like a live broadcast for your benefit. This is something that you're supposed to produce for the world out there. This is your mark.
I did, and I'm hooked. I can't get my hands off it. I've been playing
hands off it.
Sounds like back when you were in high school.
I just can't put it down, Ma.
All right. Anyway,
I had the craziest day. Like this week, I was putting stuff together for the show, and things were going pretty good. I had all these great notes, great things to talk about, and then I had an absolutely horrible day that I get to share with everybody here.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to hear me whine for a minute. Now, when I was down at my sister's place, here, let me throw your garbage away too. Man, you guys need to come more prepared or something. Full sodas, not this empty two-shot thing. Anyway, so I'm down there, right? And my sister's boyfriend, he's got a drink.
By two gallons.
This isn't Final Fantasy XI radio. Yeah, you know, this is how he talks to me on the phone. He'll call me at like 1 o'clock in the morning, playing this garbage. I'm doing something, and he'll sit on the phone with me for like 3 hours, and he won't talk to me. It's just every so often he'll say, "Whoa, I'm getting chased by goblins. Whoa, this guy just healed me." Like, just little comments about Final Fantasy XI every so often. The game that he swore he would never play and buy. The game that he swore was horrible. I'm not going to pay for a game. Yet here he is. He hasn't blinked in like a half an hour.
Yet here he sits.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, man. How far the mighty have fallen. And I myself have fallen. Because I've basically come to realize that every single thing that I know and believe is wrong. Everything. Now, you know Seinfeld, right? My favorite episode is The Opposite. That is my favorite Seinfeld episode. And it's because I'm George. That's just it. And it's great because George gets his, finally. And this is just how I see my life a lot of the time. This and Unbreakable. I'm pretty sure I'm the bad guy, but I went down to Thanksgiving dinner to hang out with the family. My dad, my sister at least, and her boyfriend. They live together, and they've got a Dreamcast, multiple computers, a GameCube, and a PlayStation 2 in that house. And I know her boyfriend likes to play like the platform kind of adventure, like Ratchet and Clank, Jak and Daxter, stuff like that, right? Really good games, stuff that I always complain and whine about, though, because I have camera issues and whatnot. Anyway, the day I was down there, he got what's the new Ratchet and Clank? Oh crap, I can't think of what it's called. Whatever the new one is, though. Whatever the brand new Ratchet and Clank game is. He got that. He fired that up. And I was really excited. I really was, you know, wow, cool. I'm going to see a brand new game. Because I'm usually not too on top of, like, I have new games. I buy them. But I don't play them because I'm playing games that they just add onto my backlog, you know. So.
You never play anything.
I play them. The problem is I'm just back now. This usually doesn't happen to me either. Come on. You remember last year, you and I both had played everything out. Everything that we had, like a year, year and a half ago. Yeah, all of a sudden,
okay, yeah,
I'm sitting on this massive pile of games. Speak up next time you talk. Or lean into the mic or something. Pretend that you're earning your keep. On the corner. Get up on there. Open wide.
Funny guy.
Open that throat up.
That's good. Damn it.
The only time you're loud is when you're coughing on the mic. That doesn't sound good. Anyway, so I was pretty happy to see this brand new. This is top of the line.
Okay, I'm better now.
All right.
Yeah.
this was a brand new top of the line game. Okay, this was fresh out of the gate. You know, this is it. This is what the end of 2003. This is the pinnacle of gaming technology here. And he was all excited, and he sat down. He fired the game up, and it looked like every other platformer to me. Every other today's 3D platformer, basically. Mario 64 with a bad camera and
no dress.
You know, it's they're all Mario 64 with like instead of collecting coins, you're collecting golden nuts and bolts or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're all the same though these days. No matter what it is, you get like the Tasmanian Tiger one. You're collecting some garbage. I can't remember. You know what I mean? But it's all specific to whatever game. They're totally ripped off of Mario 64. Now. He was all excited, and from what I understand, now this is a week ago, he's still been playing it like mad. I just talked to my sister the other day, said that he was playing it like crazy. Now I sat there and watched him fire this game up. I was all ready, I was all into it. And he sat down and fired it up and played it like there was no extent, like no blockage between him and his character. There was no barrier there, like there was no controller. He was his character. His movements were smooth and fluid and he knew what was going on. Now, I'm standing there in the same very room he is, watching this game for the very same first time, just like him, and I'm going out of my skull. He comes into, like, a room, and guys jump him that you can't see. bullets are flying from the corner of the screen where you cannot turn, your character just doesn't see them. You know, they just come out from the side. There's characters, there's enemies hiding underneath the camera that you can't see. They're punching your guy in the back of the head. He does a circle around the room to get behind these guys, and the camera swings around and pops outside the door of the room that he just walked in. So now you can't even see in the room that he's in playing it. The camera just pops out. I mean, it was only a second or two. But, you know, when he spun around, the camera went boink, popped outside the door, so you couldn't see anything but the door that he walked through, which is now closed, popped back in the room, you know, like maybe a second or two later. Now, it's little annoyances like that that I like to, that I'm driven insane by. I mean, it's that kind of stuff, you know. The controls, I didn't, you know, play it myself. He seemed like he had no problem with them, but I'm sure they were pretty complicated. I know he just got through playing the first one, so he was, you know, pretty handy with it. But how could he not overlook these horrible camera issues, you know? And he even, I remember he did mention something about being hard to view quickly. You know, like if there was a guy behind you, you could turn around and change the view, but it wasn't real smooth and quick, like as it should be anyway. You know, I mean, I'm sure now he's a professional at it, but it's these things that drive me crazy. Like, I can't handle the 3D. So I came home. I come home. I beat Eternal Darkness, right? Fantastic game. I beat that game and kind of sat here trying to figure out what I'm going to play next. So I've got this huge library of great games. If you're on the forums, you see that I've got a backlog of like 32 games, right? All this stuff that I just got to play. So I thought, you know what, I'm kind of in the mood for an RPG, but I don't want to jump into Dot Hack yet because I'm trying to stall so I get closer to the release date for the fourth one, right? Because I'm going to play the second one here soon, then I'm going to pick up the third and the fourth. But I don't want to have to put a huge delay in between the games, right? I want to play them pretty soon.
That's like when you're reading a good book, you know, you want that book like the very next day.
Exactly, the exact same thing. So I'm trying to delay it as much as I can. So I thought, you know what, everybody's been kind of telling me to play Metal Gear Solid 2, because I loved the first one, you know, and everybody was right. Again, I was wrong. I didn't know shit about it. So I said, okay. So I woke up that next morning, that first day at my house, back from Thanksgiving stuff. I sit here, I pop in Metal Gear, boom, I sit down, and I can't shoot. You have to, like, hold or hit R1 to put yourself into first-person view. You gotta hold down the square button to pull up a gun. You gotta hit L1 to aim at your target. You know, it'll like switch targets and aim at your target for you, you know, like so it's a little bit easier. And then you gotta, and this is where I got confused, the control says release the square button to shoot. So I'm trying this now, right? So I'm holding four buttons in the direction I'm trying to not get shot, okay? And I let go of the button and he doesn't shoot. I push it again. He brings the gun up, I let go, he doesn't shoot. So I couldn't figure it out. So then all of a sudden, I realize I can't even go into first-person view. My R1, or whatever one that is, yeah, R1 stopped working. That is the third airflow controller I've had break on me now. And I don't get but maybe 40 hours out of each of these. That's the third one I've had that I've had either a button go out or multiple buttons where the fan starts act going dead.
Who makes them?
Nyko, the company. Now, at first I thought they were fantastic. I mean, they felt pretty good. But then Wolf and I last week, or 2 weeks ago maybe, tried to play Street Fighter on it. And it's like impossible. They're not loose and they're not smooth controllers enough to play something like Street Fighter. Yet they're perfect for RPGs, but they seem like they break down too easy.
Right. Can you even do some of our super moves?
Yeah, you can't even do some of the moves, the controls.
Once in a while, you know.
You get lucky, yeah. Once in a while, you get real lucky. It's just
I mean, it works okay for me. Did it?
No, remember you were having issues. You were having issues so bad, you brought down a DualShock 2, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm stuck here at the house. Watch out, don't mess it. I'm serious. This thing's like unstable as it is. We got a mega beta version of Audacity on there, and Lightstep is ready to crash and burn any minute now, so just fucking leave it alone. I think we're doing
don't
okay.
Don't breathe, honey.
Don't be, yeah, dude. I'm scared about this thing. We got to record, so. Anyway, so everybody hears me bitch and whine and complain about PlayStation 2's controllers, right? Constantly, I'm bitching about them. That's why I bought my PlayStation 2, and that same day I picked up that Airflow control, because I know that I do not like PlayStation's controllers. This is why I like the Xbox control. I buy that little cable to hook up to my PC. I can't stand PlayStation controls. But now I'm stuck in my house, and I can't play a game because the button stopped working again. Okay? Now that one was intermittent. I knew it was going to go any day now, because like, it was having problems before. So I expected it. So I planned ahead. I actually have a brand new sealed fourth Airflow controller here in the house. Yet, I was pissed off, so I didn't open it. And I thought, maybe I should go down to Best Buy or something and buy a new controller. But I was feeling pretty lazy and didn't want to leave the house. You know, I mean, day after Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sitting there and I was just like, you know what? Your wife's talking to you. They're pissed off that you bought Ragu pasta sauce. Talk to her later.
Suck to be you.
She can deal. Anyway, so here I am, and I think to myself, you know what? Fuck it. This is why I always bitch and complain about third-party crap, because it's crap. I always complain and whine about third-party stuff because generally it's ghetto. I always make fun of you, Wolf, for buying ghetto memory cards and stuff while I buy them.
They work fine, though. They work fine.
See, they never worked for me, right? And old stuff used to have cause problems with the control, with the console. So anyway, I'm sitting here, and I think, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to open that controller, that DualShock. So I've got a brand new DualShock 2 that came with my PlayStation 2 I've never opened, sitting in the house. And I'm ready to sit down and try to play this game with a controller I hate. And you know what? That is one of the most comfortable controllers I've used in a long time. Right? I mean, I'm starting to lose all faith in myself, okay? So, I'm sitting here going, wow, this is amazing. And you know what it is? The thing of it is I've never used the DualShock 2s before. When I go to your house, Wolf, you never let me use it because you're using it. You know, I get stuck with, like, the old PlayStation 1 controller. Yeah. Apparently, they were different. Everybody always told me they're the same control.
Almost doesn't.
Yeah, but nobody
except
told me.
For analog.
Well, no, I know the analog sticks are different, but there was analog sticks on the original DualShock. Remember? Or didn't they have that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had a DualShock.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So there's been like three or four of these Sony controllers, which I assumed were exactly the same, minus the analog sticks on that one iteration where they added them. I didn't know that they added like hooks to the back of the controller, and it feels like it's like. The R2 buttons are easier to hit now. R2 and L2, it's easier to hit now. They're bigger or something. So all of a sudden, I'm sitting here with a controller that's pretty damn comfortable. I don't know if it's better than my Xbox control yet, though. I'm going to have to spend a little quality time. But I'm pretty convinced that I like that control. So now I'm happy. I got a first-party controller that I know is that I know is probably the sturdiest one out there, and I like it. I'm actually impressed. But it was kind of, you know, defeating. You know, it's like, wow, I can't believe I thought this sucked the whole time. You know? So then I fire up Metal Gear Solid again, and I cannot make the gun shoot. Finally, I figure out what it is. You have to, like, when I play, apparently, have to mash in that button, because, you know, they're pressure sensitive. And what it is like, you can barely tap the button, I guess, and he'll aim. He'll pull the gun up. And then if you push it again, mash the button down, he'll shoot. Right? It's too hard for me.
Get up.
Well, it must work good, and I just haven't gotten used to it, I think. But I'm old school. I'm used to you push the button at all, and it's firing. You know, that's it. That's just what I'm used to, right? Like I try to play football games today, and like that NFL 2K, what is it? 2K2, 2K3, and the new one, ESPN 2K4. I have problems picking my plays because you have to push the button down to 100%, 255 pressure to pick your play. If you barely tap the button and hold it, it will not choose the play, but it like fakes picks the play. So you can use it to fake out the other players. So I'm sitting there tapping the button, and it's not picking my play. Because I'm not mashing the buttons in. It's like, it's ridiculous. I'm just not used to it. So I mean, is this how, like, all of a sudden your parents suck at games? You know what I mean? Like, older people seem to just, like, lose their touch all of a sudden. Like, is this what's happening to me? Like, all of a sudden I can't handle it? It's like, I can't handle controls. There's too many buttons on these controllers. Like, I like having all the options there, and it's like, I complain that, like, I can't play, like, an RTS. On like the Xbox or so, you know, on a console. I'm like, oh, but my computer's got, you know, 104 keys or whatever, and a mouse. Yet I get all frustrated with a controller with, you know, 8, 12 buttons or whatever. It's like I can't handle it. I don't understand it. I'm downright retarded with them.
Well, I know somebody's quote.
Huh?
I said, I know I'm getting old. I mean, I thought I was pretty good at, you know, games like Tac Ops, Frag Ops. No, and then my stepson.
No, we are good. Those guys are cheating.
Yes, they are cheating.
No.
My stepson, he gets on Tactical Ops, and he just blows my ass away.
Damn. And he's like 16, nothing. 17?
15.
15. Jesus.
And, I mean, just kicks my ass and hands me my ass. I'm like, what the hell?
Damn. You know, and you've been playing these longer than he has.
Yeah, and I accuse him of cheating. I'm like, you're cheating. Even though I'm looking at his screen, I'm like, you cheater.
Next to you.
And I have to make myself feel good, you know?
Maybe hey, that's natural.
Damn.
He's good. He just owns me.
Well, when I say that most people are cheating online, I mean it. I'm serious. Now, we've got proof.
Yeah.
I know they are because we've seen them cheat with using radar. You can tell.
And then they go. Then they go. Time. You do.
I know. That's my favorite part. Oh, man. Somebody's ruining the show. Ah, crap. Here. Answer. It's your wife.
Hello?
Go walk away. We're going to record.
What's wrong with
Ragu? Did you hear that shit? You see why I don't have time for chicks? This is why. As it is, I don't have time to play all the games I want to play.
Yeah, right. Seriously, to the joint all over that chick.
Yeah, that chick was gorgeous. That chick was
my wife.
Yeah, but she was probably a bitch. Probably time. Right. You saw her boyfriend, poor guy, at the mall with her in this holiday.
That's pretty big, dude.
Holiday garbage shopping mess. Anyway, so okay, I couldn't figure out the controls for Metal Gear. I went, okay, you know what? This has got to be a great game. I'm just gonna set it off to the side. I'll try it again a little at a later date. I'm gonna try like, you know, like some kind of an action platformer game, something where I can, you know, get, you know, lots of killing and lots of fast action going on. So instead of playing Contra, because I know I like that, I just kind of wanted to play something where Contra's going to take a long time for, you know, to master. That's more like I play when I have a chance to sit down and just blow some shit up. So I thought I'd play Maximo, a game that was great, got good marks. Man, I died like 12 times in that very first level, making jumps because I'd turn around and I'd try to jump over something because I couldn't see because the camera wouldn't spin around the right way. I'd fall in the lava and die. You know, I mean, it's just like I couldn't see anything. Enemies were hitting me from behind. I couldn't handle it, so I got really pissed off. By the time I made it to the second level, I think I'd used up like a bunch of continues and stuff, and I'd tried like 5 or 6 times. It was ridiculous. I just couldn't even handle like a good platform game like this. Now, I have it on good authority that something like Prince of Persia is supposed to be pretty good with no camera issues. So, that might be something to try out. What?
So look at his eyes, they're all glazed over.
I know, look at him, he's in the zone. So, that was Maxima. Then I picked up Unlimited Saga, a game that I thought was supposed to be pretty good, it looked decent. I should have known better.
Did you read any reviews?
Yeah, the reviews did kind of knock it. They did give it, you know, like it seemed to get average of like 6s and 7s, you know, but that still should be a just, you know, decent enough game, right? Man, this game, I was sick and tired of it within a half an hour. I just could not stand it. I didn't like the way they laid it out or anything. I hated it, right? So now I've blown through 3 games in like an hour that I just couldn't handle. And then I grabbed, I went through the list. I had a bunch of games sitting here that I just could not play. I tried, and I couldn't handle it, so I was just defeated. I mean, I'd given up on all of life, man. There was no gaming for me anymore. I was seriously, like, sitting here pondering, is this it? Is that all? Am I never going to be able to play another game again? Am I, like, doomed to only play, like, crap, like, you know, first-person shooters and the occasional real-time strategy, which I suck at, too, because I'm not a stat monkey. You know, I don't learn what every single unit's exact stats are. I just like to get into it and have fun and make a bunch of units and just create huge armies. I don't like to get all into details and, you know, figure out the exact perfect build orders, and that's a bunch of crap. That's no fun anymore. That becomes a job when the game becomes like that, you know? I can't, like Ode and Dark, those two guys have got like stats memorized for every single unit in Warcraft. And it's like, they sit there and they hammer people online. They were creating strategies. They were making strategies in that game, the people that they use against people for the very first time. And they kicked their ass and then they started seeing people using their strategies on Battle.net. I mean, these guys played the hell out of Warcraft 3. And now, Dar and Ode have graduated to play Final Fantasy XI.
So did they get high up there in the rankings?
They were listed in the top whatevers. I mean, they were up there. I saw them. You can actually, I searched them on Battle.net or on Google. I was able to see the Battle.net rankings for them. All plus, right. I've teamed with them before, so they show up on my personal thing anyway. But I mean, they were ranked for a while. They've got a clan. I don't know if they're still together or whatnot, but there was a clan, a couple guys, and a lot of those guys were ranked too. And Dar, he's the free-for-all. He was ranked pretty high up on the list for free-for-all, and that's burly. That's every man for himself. Now, see, that's the most fun I have, too, every man for himself, because that could go any way you want. And I love lying to the people. Oh, I'm getting my butt kicked by this color, you know, and they don't know what's going on. You know,
they didn't come over and you whooped them.
And I own them. I mean, that's great fun. But when you're playing team games, it's a little more difficult, because sometimes your teammates are retarded, and sometimes you go against teams that are cheating. It seems like most of the people on Battle.net are map hacking. Put your headphones on if you're going to... That's awesome.
Just no, normal. That's right.
What level is your guy?
11 now.
All right.
Only took him 3 weeks.
Yeah. No, it's only been like a week. Just to wrap up my little whiny day, you know, it's like I was seriously doubting myself. So you know what I did? I fired up, Final Fantasy Origins 1 and 2 on the recently released for the PlayStation. I didn't know what to do with myself, so I fired that up. I took my PlayStation off of my big TV, hooked it up to that little 13-inch TV, just so it's next to my computer, so that I can sit at my computer and still, you know, check email and surf and read stuff and listen to radio and whatnot and do all my daily stuff and then, you know, and still kick some ass at some Final Fantasy while I was pondering my future as a gamer. Seriously, I mean, I was bummed. I was like, I can't handle it. I can't handle this. This is driving me nuts. You know, I mean, I don't even have fun playing most of these games anymore. You know, like I had a blast playing Metal Gear. I had a blast playing. I enjoyed playing Dot Hack. You know, I had a blast playing Eternal Darkness. Contra's great, but it's like I'm looking at all these games that are getting insanely good reviews, and they're horrible. And I don't know if they're being reviewed by younger reviewers or if they're just being nice. You know, because these games suck. I think somebody needs to be hard on them. I think they need to call them on their faults. I think somebody needs to say, you know what, this game is bullshit. You can't see the camera. You know, and nowadays it's like forgiven. Oh yeah, it's got some camera issues. That's okay. It's from Square.
It's an awesome.
It's game. A 10.1. It's from Square.
We love you, Square.
You know, totally. It's a bunch of shit. So, lucky me though. There's some people on IRC that were able to get my back and make sure that I wasn't gonna like commit gaming suicide, you know, and just sell every console and never play a game again. Ribo was like, you know what, man, it's just a string of bad games. It'll come around. You know, he's right. So I kind of snapped though, and I was like, you know what? Fuck all these games. So I did a little trimming the fat. If you go to the forum and you look at my, it's an old thread now about, it was post your game backlog or something, and I probably am the only person who still goes there, but I use it to keep track of what I've got laying around the house. And, there was like 31, 32 games up there, now there's like 12. I sold all the garbage on eBay, all that crap. I sold all the stuff that I'd beaten and was keeping around for no reason, except for Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. I really like that game a lot.
I don't know. I keep every game. It's like, no matter if it's good, bad, whatever. If I bought it, I keep it.
See, I used to.
It's like, you know, I got this thing in my head. I don't know where the hell I got this. But I'm like, whoever has the most software at the end of their life wins. You know? So I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Yeah, well, you don't buy a tenth of the games you should, so.
No, I don't.
So you're not doing that game. You're not winning shit.
But I am.
I could not believe the game. I sold games I never played. I sold games I'd never even played. Like, I sat down, fired it up, decided it sucked within like an hour. Because, like, there was just unforgivable problems with it, right? I mean, just that bad. A game should not take you an hour and a half of studying the controls. You should be able to sit down and figure out the controls within 15, 20 minutes.
Well, I like to jump into a game and just be like, damn, I don't look at the manual, nothing. I just jump in head first, you know, and usually it works for me. I don't know what some of the newer stuff though.
Yeah, see, now it does work for the most part that way. That's what I do. I come home, I throw the game in, I'm all excited, I play it for maybe an hour, a half hour, until I get a reasonable feel for it, and then I consult the manual, usually on the throne later that day, just to take a peek, see if I'm missing anything, because there's always, you know, some things you don't know about, you know, and some things are not very obvious, you know, in some games, you know. So, I listed all these games on eBay, and they're all sold now. I mean, that was last week, they're all gone now, I made myself a pretty penny. I was able to pay rent on games I'd never played, and games I wouldn't play anyway, you know? So, I was sitting here going, what am I going to play now? Since I'm so disappointed with every game. I thought, you know what?
You should go back and play Baldur's Gate 2. Just sit down.
I love that game. I know.
Play it all the way through, you know?
I got all the way to like the very end last time. I was like maybe 6 hours from the end of that game. But it just got to the point where it sucked because my guys couldn't hit anything anymore, and I'd have to totally retool my guys to get any further because I didn't have any blunt stuff. Everything was piercing and slashing, and I could not progress because you fight nothing but golems that are immune to everything except for.
That's where you get a monk.
Yeah, but see.
In your party, and he's
yeah,
a man.
But my guys were already burly. I was at the end of the game practically, and I can't hurt anything. I'm not gonna go start a new guy and go cruise around and level build. I mean, I'll play it again someday. Like, see, okay, that game I'm keeping. You know what I mean? Like, see, I do have, like, I keep, like, the best now. I used to do what you're saying is just keep every game I buy anyway, but you know what? It's not worth it. Oh, by the way, I still have Heroes 4. I thought I sold that, but I found the disc, yeah. Not that that game is any good. It sucks ass, but I just, there was a question to whether or not I had it in the house or not, so. Anyway. So guess what I played, man? I was sitting here looking at these games, totally just disappointed in modern technology. And I went back to a game that was created in, holy crap, I don't even have the thing there. I think it's 97? I think it's 1997 they made this. Let me see here. 1997. Yeah, 97, 98. And it's, and everybody talked so highly about it, and I couldn't believe it. I've never cared for this series of games that before. I've never really cared I tried one of the games on the Game Boy, and I was hooked for a while, but then it wasn't that great anymore once I just had seen everything I could really do and got stuck and lost wandering around. I'm talking about what a lot of people are considering probably in the top five games of the PlayStation 1. Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Now, the only reason I bought this was because Dar told me. He said, that's the game to play. And I said, okay, whatever. And then Wolf and I found it at Costco that one day. $14. I mean, how can I go wrong? I'll check it out. $14. Why not? So I bought it. It's been sitting here sealed. I opened it up that day. I put it in, and I proceeded to play that game for at least 14 hours. Solid. Yeah. I mean, I could not stop playing this game. And right now, I think there's like about 200% of the game you can go through. I think there's like a little extra you can get if you get like some weird secret stuff. I think it's like 202% of the game you can go through. I went through the whole first thing that first night. Just boom. Hammered it out. I got 97.4 of the castle or something, and now I'm up to like 130 or 140% of the total overall thing. Cause there's like, you know, some more shit to it. You know, once you go through it like the first way and get all the crazy stuff, there's like four different endings. And I'll tell you what, this is the game. This is the game that other games should aspire to be. This is it right here. Okay? You want to make a game like Devil May Cry and the new Castlevania, what's it called? Lament of Innocence. You want to make Ratchet and Clank? Screw that. How come this game kicks the crap out of those games?
I don't know how the hell Devil May Cry get a perfect 10 out of 10.
Oh yeah, you have
to... I played for like freaking hour and a half and I saw my...
Really? You didn't like it that much, huh? Now, somebody told me the first one, I can't remember who, but it was probably Riboflavin. He told me that one was fantastic, and that the second one wasn't that good.
I played for like an hour and a half, that's it. Huh. I really try to get into it, but I can't.
Yeah, I know, I believe you do, because you do. You really sit down and give everything a full effort. I get pissed off quick if they're not interesting right away. Well, I don't know, I think this is the game. This is it. I have not had so much fun playing a game in a while now. I mean, since Metal Gear, I guess, and maybe Dot Hack. And Dot Hack was fun enough, but, you know, I had that weird little problem where I didn't know where I was going, so it was kind of boring until the game and I just hammered it out. I'm sure I'll have better luck with the second one. But, I don't know. I was pretty distraught until I found Castlevania. The shining light, the ray of hope for games, you know? I mean, it's like, sure, it's an old game, but you know what?
Pulls you back from the well.
Yeah, totally, you know? I was pretty happy to find that. So I've been playing the hell out of that, and I've renewed vigor for gaming. I'm gonna tackle a real new current-gen console game next, I think. I'm not gonna go play an older game like Final Fantasy Tactics I've had sitting here that I really want to play. I just, you know, I keep hearing that's a fantastic game. But now that I've been blabbering on, Jesus Christ, for half an hour about a horrible day, that's my game thoughts there. Just kind of a little brain dump I had. I had to get that off my chest.
I don't know what that is. You know, there'll be a mouse sitting in front of me in my hand.
Hey, you keep reaching it. What's wrong with you? I'm just thinking.
I'm used to sitting in front of my computer. And my hand's always from my mouth.
Put your hand in your pocket and play some pool or something. So
not that kind of pool.
So to make up for it, all after all that and distraught and selling all those games, I did pick up a game today. The three of us came back from battling holiday shoppers. We went to the mall, Best Buy, CompUSA. We went all over. And what amazing golden piece of software did we pick up, Wolf?
Sword of Mana.
Sword of Mana for the Game Boy Advance.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to you. They had it at Electronics Boutique. The box had gotten there an hour before from UPS. They just got their shipment. It wasn't on the shelf. I knew it was supposed to be out today. The second today. December 2nd. I knew it. I was sure I'd read that it was supposed to be out. I thought maybe it just hadn't gotten here yet. You know, most stuff seems to get here late. Wolf asked the guy at the counter, waited for him even though they were busy, made him go out in the back and look. Sure enough, bam, two copies of Secret of Mana in the house.
Sword of Mana.
Or Sword of Mana, sorry. It's $30. This is the first of that series, right? Secret of Mana was the second one. Secret of Evermore was the third one, I guess. Or what was the other one?
Secret of Legend.
Legend of Mana. Some crap, whatever it was. Anyway, I'm looking forward to playing that, but I'm definitely not going to play that next. I got to tackle something big, bright, colorful, lots of beautiful graphics, and new.
Yeah, I won't play my 2 on my garage level 60.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck on Final Fantasy for a while. So, we did that. Also picked up X-Men 2. That was cool. I can't wait to, you know, watch that again a few thousand times. I swear that's movie of the year. X-Men 2 is the shit. And then the third disc, the 12 Kingdoms. The most, it's just such a fantastic anime series. Wolf is hooked on it. It's all my fault, I know, but it's so good. I urge anybody out there who likes that, you know, fantasy, medieval type stuff, go check this out. It's called The 12 Kingdoms. It's badass.
We're talking about last year or something.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep talking about it because it's cool. Nobody.
You go out and buy it. I will not stop talking
That's
about
right.
it.
I'm going to bitch and whine. I'm already, like, out of breath. Because I've been bitching. I got a cold or something. My nose is all stuffed up today.
How's your one take over?
Anyway.
Shut down.
Now that I've wasted like 40 minutes of the show, we're like actually going to get started here. I'm going to have to put that in the notes so everybody can just skip the first 35 minutes. All right, and what do we usually open up with? Email. We got an email from Riboflavin, who's got a very, very interesting topic here that he feels very strongly about, and I'm not so sure what to say about this because I saw this happen. Now, everybody knows Deus Ex Invisible War is coming out soon, right? You know, yeah. Deus Ex 1 was one of the most fantastic games, okay? It's like a first-person shooter with lots of role-playing stuff. Kind of reminds me of, like, System Shock.
Yeah.
Right? Like that, okay? Just fantastic. Now, I did not ever get to give that game a fair chance because it ran like complete shit on my computer at the time, but I know Ode had a burly computer and great video card at the time, and he was able to play it, and that's all he talked about. His other members of his family, one of his brothers was playing it too. I kept hearing so much about it. It was like it was getting Game of the Year. I mean, it was getting all kinds of amazing stuff. So we know this is a great game. Yeah. Now, Invisible War. We're on the cusp here between, you know, release and rumor. It's all but on the shelf now. It is gold. The demo was released. The day that came out, it was all over BitTorrent. I grabbed it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get to this in a day or two. Later that evening, I'd forgotten I downloaded the demo. I hit a couple gaming forums. And some of the guys were talking about it, about how horrible it was. Now, I was shocked. I was like, dude, this is, how can they fuck this up? You know, the first one was an amazing game. How can they blow Invisible War, Deus Ex 2? How can they screw this up? So I started reading. Now, one of the big complaints I saw was that everybody said it ran like complete shit on their computer. Now, that was only one little problem. That was not the major complaint. The major complaint that I saw, now mind you, this is a PC gaming forum, okay? These guys, mainly, not strictly, but mainly, so most of these guys, and they were talking about the demo anyway, okay? I mean, they don't have it on the console yet. So, they were bitching about how it looked like crap, and the interface was horrible. Now, that was a shock to me. Now, the first thing that came to mind was, either these guys don't know what the hell they're talking about, you know, most people on forums don't anyway, but I thought, you know what, maybe they don't have really high-end PCs. But then they started posting screenshots. And then my second thought was, you know what, because it's the demo, they probably don't have the high-resolution textures in there and stuff, you know? It's probably just, you know, kind of, per file size, it's probably smaller, right? To distribute a free demo, you know, they put the medium textures in or something, right? Turns out that's just how it is. People were bitching about the interface. You've got, like, this weird circle thing in front of you, which is, like, in the center of the screen, it feels like, as your interface. Like, the screenshots I saw, It was very console-y looking. Now, the PC crowd is bitching about it. They're going, oh my god, this is totally built for the Xbox, wah. Now, I didn't play it myself, but I don't think I want to. I deleted the demo. I haven't played it. I don't want to. I want to wait to see what happens with it, to see if they like save face here. Now, the console market is bitching that it's like too much of a PC game still. I mean, they can't win, right? So, Riboflavin sends this email that says, let's see, he tells about the first one, about the first Deus Ex, how it's a first-person shooter role-playing game, in which you could approach a mission from multiple angles. Okay, now, this was, I'm sure everybody heard about this game when it was first coming out. Remember, like, you could find the key, crawl all over the level, find the key to open the door, or you could blow the door open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember, you could do all that, like, whatever. You could do all kinds of, however you wanted to get the mission completed, you could do multiple ways, right? There was paths that game could take that you just wouldn't think possible in a game. You know, you could lose a member of, like, an important member of the story, and the game would carry on. There was no, like, wrong way to do it. It would just work out. It would just keep going. It was fantastic.
That's the way all games should be.
Yeah, they should. They really should be like that, right? Okay. Now,
he says, let's see, anyway, from what I can see in Deus Ex 2, for one thing, the interface is ugly as hell. The graphics are blocky, and there's location-based damage is gone. Like, you know when you pop something in the head or whatever, they should take more damage?
Yeah.
All that seems to be gone then. Okay? Everything has been very simplified. Why? Because Microsoft wants it for the Xbox. That's why. So it's being developed with that platform in mind, even though it is a PC game. Now, I don't know how fair of a statement he makes there, though. I mean, he says it's being developed with that platform in mind, even though it is a PC game. It's not. I mean, there's nothing that says in Hearthstone it's a PC game. Granted, so what? The first one was on it, but wasn't it on something else that's too... Wasn't it on the PlayStation or something, Deus Ex 1?
No.
Maybe it was Half-Life.
I saw the commercial for Deus Ex 2 for Xbox.
Great. there's Wolf's contribution to the show for this week.
Bing!
Quota satisfied. Actually, I'm going to drag information out of you here in a little bit. Anyway, I don't... It was built for them both. They should have made one version that was ultra fat and one version for the console. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it's a PC game through and through. I mean, I don't know. That's just my feelings on it because, I mean, look at Halo. That can be argued it's a PC game simply because it's a first-person shooter. That's the first thing people think of. Counter-Strike. Right? Oh, that's a computer game. You know? Yeah. It's on the computer. That was developed in mind for the computer at the time. You know, but I'm saying, when people hear or see a first-person shooter, what's the first thing they think of? The computer.
Yeah.
Okay? But that's not always the case. Okay? There is. I mean, look at Halo. Halo's a perfect example. It sucks ass on the PC. Okay? Anyway. But I see his point, though, right? I mean, they totally, like, made this game crap so that it runs on the Xbox just as good as it does on the PC. But from what everybody said on the forums, it runs like dick on the PC. So who knows? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, he links me to an interesting post in the forums from the designer of Deus Ex, Warren Spector. He basically talks about everything that you know, the big rumors that are going around and all the things that people are saying. He addressed most of the issues, getting multiple complaints about the game's simplified interface. They got, you know, really clunky graphics and a weird soft feel to the graphics. Apparently that's adjustable, though. You can make it sharper, though, but it's some kind of thing to do with the light, though, to make it look brighter or more like there's real natural light there. And the skill system is gone.
Wow, that's...
Isn't that lame? I mean, that was one of the coolest things, that your guy, you could get all this weird, crazy augments and all that weird shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's gone. I mean, that's just dumb. I mean, that right there is flat out made it just kind of lame. And that's kind of what made Deus Ex, on top of the being able to, you know, choose your destiny, you know, how you want to go through it. That was a big play. That was a big thing, being able to you know, upgrade your guy. I mean, that made it, like, a lot of role-playing aspect right there. Full control over your character in the first-person shooter. I mean, that's awesome. And weapon issues, too. Like, you shoot somebody in the head with a pistol, they don't die. You know, they don't take, you know, 95% damage or whatever people want. And apparently now, to be fair, that makes good for a balance issue. Because what happens? I mean, how many times you play Doom, and because you're so good, or whatever game, you know, because you're so good, you use the pistol a lot, just so you can bulk up on ammo later on, you know? Because, you know, you're a dead aim with that pistol, right? I mean, don't you ever use weaker guns when you don't have to use the biggest or the baddest?
Of course.
Yeah, you want to conserve some ammo, right?
Well, your holster gives you that warm, fuzzy feel.
Yeah, it does. Rather than just unloading, you know, 270 rounds with your chain gun, it takes you two shots with a pistol, you know? So he goes on to say, man, the Xbox is not good for PC gamers. Since it is so close to a computer, the devs are starting to make PC games specifically for the Xbox and then port the game back to the PC. This is what happened with Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic and now happened to Deus Ex. Of course, this means the complex PC games like Deus Ex, in this example, are going to become simplified to appease the Xbox crowd. The Xbox is seriously going to hurt the PC gaming market. And he makes an excellent point there in that whole last paragraph there. Any thoughts, feelings, or am I just going to read this whole show?
Well, like I said, you know, the PC is going to be taking a backseat to all these consoles. I mean, this is the way the gaming market turned.
Now,
I've seen it coming a couple years ago. You know, I knew this was going to happen, even though I didn't want it to happen because I'm all for PC. I give a shit less about consoles. You know,
yeah, you don't even own one. You don't have anything.
No. But you know, I'd rather just sit on that PC and play my games. You know, it's the way I always been. But my PC does so much more. You know, that's why I'm always going to think of the PC as the top dog in my book. Do you have any thoughts, Wolf?
Of course, PC is the top dog. Got the most of, you know, you can always keep the upgrade on your hardwares, which consoles doesn't really have. And
you didn't hear a word that he said. Oh my god, my, how far the show is falling.
Hey, I'm getting fat. I'm in the zone.
You're always zoned. Out. Anyway, right. Yeah, I, you know, now, it goes in cycles though, and right now we should be at the end of a console gaming cycle. We should be at the point where the PC is starting to be top dog again, because look how old the current consoles are. The GameCube and the PlayStation 2 have been out for and the Xbox have been out for quite a while now. I mean, they're, what, 2-3 years old?
Yeah, but you go back to the days of the Sega Genesis and the Nintendo. Man, we're talking 6 years.
Yeah. But it's not like that anymore. I mean, technology is just getting faster and easier for us to develop this better stuff.
I remember that's so fresh in my head.
I mean, I don't doubt that we see the day in like 20 years, like maybe 20 years from now, we start seeing a new console every year. I don't doubt that'll happen because it'll be so easy for them to make something twice as powerful or more than the last console.
That's true. It's just like trying to keep up on your computer upgrades. It's almost impossible.
Exactly. It costs an astronomical amount of money to keep, you know, a rig on top
My shit's outdated. I know that.
My shit's a hell of outdated. Now, I think fairly
nerdly. The truth, you know, seeing how outdated my stuff is, if you go talk to like half the people on the web, they're running shit that's so old, it's like, I know, oh my god, how are you even able to get on, you know?
I know, you hop into a game of Frag Ops and they're like, man, why am I mean, they're playing for hours, you're playing with them too. You're playing with them the whole day. And like 6 hours into your day, they're like, yeah, but it runs a little slow on my TNT2 one gigahertz, you know? And I'm like, are you serious? You know, how on earth are you playing this game? Are you playing it like as a postage stamp in a little window, you know? Jesus Christ, you guys are desperate, you know?
My Voodoo 2 with its V-Tusk.
I overclocked the hell out of my 500 megahertz Pentium 2.
Well, that's 3. You could do something bad with Voodoo 2. Couldn't you link both two of them together?
The Voodoo 2 was like an add-in board to your normal video card.
Yeah.
You put it in and you'd have to loop your video through your Voodoo 2 to get 3D.
Yeah, but you could do something bad with
Voodoo 2. You could hook two together.
Yeah, that was cool.
What's that called? What's that?
SLA.
SLI or something like that.
Single line interface. Maybe SLI. Yeah, it probably was that. Anyway, I would love to do that with today's cards. Yeah, of course, you don't have two AGP slots.
Does it come with a different version called a Banshee?
Yeah, the Banshee was like the hybrid. That was what started this single video card that kicks ass stuff.
Not your Rush card was a single one.
Oh, that was the first. Oh, wow. Holy crap. I forgot all about
that. Oh, you own one.
The Voodoo Rush, huh? Yeah. I remember that now.
It's $260.
But it seemed like after the Banshee, it seemed like everything went that way. You know? It seemed like everything was single card only.
And then the 3DFX
got their ass beat by Nvidia.
My first high-end card.
Fuck.
That's what I had. Yeah, that was mine too, a Voodoo 2. Wolf had a Voodoo 1, didn't even know what it was until one day out of the clear blue sky, he fires up Quake for some reason.
Looks
remember you were like, how come this game looks so good? Oh my, that was the first time.
Dude, that... At that time, nobody knows that.
Yeah, well, nobody you knew.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hang out with you, but, you know, for that little brief, like, 2 years where I lived, you know, in Sacramento, I saw you, like, once a year when I was in Rockland. I hardly ever saw you. And then I come back, and it's like, you're like, check this out. Man, I thought that was it. This is as good as it's ever going to be, man. Seeing Quake, GL Quake, running out of Voodoo Rush.
How many frames were there? It wasn't that fast.
It wasn't that fast.
100% frame per second.
It was beautiful, though. It was amazing. What the hell are we talking about? Oh, Deus Ex. So
little flashback, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can't believe we're this. I mean, it's not even disorganized. It's like you're too spaced out playing or something. It's making me like watch your screen and fade out while I'm trying to.
No, I'm trying not to look over.
I know. This is too hard while somebody's playing a game to do the show.
At least I'm gonna have some. Talk about it.
I would like to talk about Alright, you mentioned how they rehashed Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic for the PC.
Okay, now, yeah, Rival says that, okay, originally, apparently, it says, this is what it was, blah, 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 blah. It was designed specifically for the Xbox and then ported to the PC, which is why he says that Star Wars should have been twice the game it is. Now, him and I talked about this on IRC, and it's like, this game, you're saying it's like the second coming of Christ, and everybody all online is saying this game is fantastic. And he's bitching about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if his standards are like ultra high.
I don't know what he's bitching about. I mean, I played the game. I mean, I talked to you. I played for like...
You call... Dude.
40-something
You never say that. You never say that. When I call you, you never say, this is the best game I've ever played. Every game that I like, I say that. You never say, this is the best game I've ever played. And when I call, or whoever called whoever, the first words out of your mouth, dude... Oh my god. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah.
That was the first thing you said. Oh my god, dude, this is the best game I've ever played. That's some bold shit, because I think Baldur's Gate 2 is somewhere on that list.
Well, I think it's real close. I like it so much.
Because it's like
made by the people who made Baldur's Gate 2.
Yeah.
And the interface is similar.
Quite a bit like it, yeah.
And it's like you get your, I mean, I love lightsabers. I love the sound they make. You know, it's like you get your guy.
Is it 3D?
Yeah, it's all 3D environments. Graphics.
Maybe that's what he's talking
about.
Wait, the graphics are great then.
Yeah.
What kind of resolution can you run on it?
Oh, yeah.
You can adjust it to whatever.
You can adjust whatever you want.
Huh.
I was playing at 1280 by.
Oh really? Okay. So I can't figure what Riboflavin doesn't like about it. Or like, maybe he's just upset that, and this is gonna happen. People are gonna be upset with whatever company.
Has he even played it?
He must have, I'm sure. I'm sure he played it because he was talking about it, you know. So, I've talked to him before about it, so. But, I mean, he said he was like disappointed. Like, he said it was a great game, you know, it was a good game. But he's like, it could have been so much more, and I'm just, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what I'm the one here who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
you know, so I'm not slamming him at all. I'm slamming myself. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I'm missing out on.
Yeah, they could have did more with it, but the game is, for what it is, for being total 3D and everything, it's fucking huge.
Now, see, I mean, every game you can say that about. Every game you can say they could have done more with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but where
do
you set that limit? I mean, at some point, you just got to say, okay, this is, you know, enough of enough. This is where we're making
our game. They put a lot into this fucking game.
If you don't say enough of enough, you know what you get? Duke Nukem Forever.
No, the one before Daggerfall.
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 You remember that?
But at least Daggerfall got released.
Yeah, that game was fucking. It was too much, man.
It's like huge.
I was like, oh my god.
So
a different continent.
Yeah, that was bad. But see, I don't know. I do think that it's a bad thing. I do think that it's a bad thing. That a company will design a game for lower end spectrum, and then try to market it, you know, at almost the same time for you know a PC or maybe even a better system, you know.
Well, I don't think they were originally going to release it for the PC, but I think since there was such a strong cry of how great this game was, and PC gamers going, fuck, I want to play that game.
Yeah. So
that's what I said when I saw it.
Yeah,
I was like, I want to play this
game.
That's
what I'm thinking, is that no matter what, somebody's going to get burnt. Not everybody has everything.
Yeah.
Not everybody can just go down and look at every game and just say, well, fuck, I can play it. It doesn't matter. I mean, I can. I can say that I can go down and play whatever, but you know what? It came at great cost. And it's, you know what? I don't think it's worth it. I mean, well, I think it's so cool that I can just play whatever I want. But you know what? The games are such utter crap. I'd rather play an old PlayStation 1 game. You know, I mean, that's how bad I think things are right now. I mean, but you know, granted, I must have some screwed up judgment, because if I was smart, I would own, like, KOTOR, I would buy this. If I was smart, I would buy this. I would have the gold version of Morrowind. I'd be playing those. I'd be playing Symphony of the Night. I'd be playing Final Fantasy Tactics. And I would be playing Metal Gear Solid. I wouldn't be playing all this other stuff that I think is so cool. You know, like stuff that it's just, it's gotta be good. You know, that it looks really good. But I'm totally let down with everything I buy lately. You know? I'm just so upset because everything sucks ass. I mean, there's good stuff out there. It's just, it's like twice as hard to find as it used to be. I used to be able to read some magazine reviews, look at some screenshots, you know, and be able to make an educated guess. Now my guesses are all fucked up.
Sometimes, you know, you'd be going through the PC section of games, and you'd be like, you'll see a game, and you're like, wow, how did this pass me?
Yeah.
But what
yeah.
it is market hype.
Yep.
You know, if they don't have the hype, you ain't gonna hear about it. But there are some great games out there. You just go spend like 15 minutes and look at them, you know, read them.
Read the box, spend some time online. Yeah. Yeah, read a review. I mean, you know, if it, there's plenty of reviews, you know, that'll give praise where praise is due. The problem is hype doesn't get hyped to where it is due, you know?
Yeah.
The good games don't get hyped. The expensive, big-name games get hyped. You know, like, you hear about Final Fantasy. You know what I mean? Not a kid on this planet has never heard of Final Fantasy. You know? But they don't know about, like, Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they don't hear about, you know, games like that. Beautiful Joe. You know, I haven't played it, so I can't say anything, but I hear good things, okay?
One of them loves it.
You know, it doesn't look like something I'll like, but I've heard about it, I've seen screenshots, I got movies, it's like I still know, but it didn't get any hype, though. I mean, I had to actively search all this crap out. But definitely something to think about. We're coming to an interesting point, because my guess, my feeling is that, like, okay, we're coming to the end of the console reign of terror here for this generation. Because we're seeing now they're developing the new consoles.
Oh, fuck, could you imagine what it's going to be like? All right. Imagine the next console. Okay, we know it's going to be fat. 256-bit.
Yeah, whatever. Well,
just wait until it's like 512, and you're going, how much better can it fucking
be? Well, they don't label it like that anymore, because it's been 256 for ages.
I'm just saying,
the graphics and all.
Like,
that's just, because it's too hard now, because it's not all on the one chip. Now it's like they got a separate graphics processor they got. So they don't label it like that.
I was like, all right, you grab someone out of 1985 or whatever who's been playing Pac-Man, you throw him in our day with our video console, he'd be going, oh my god.
That's kind of what I feel like
heaven,
now, though. No, but it's not heaven, because
it's not heaven to us, because we're seeing the crap as it comes
out. Exactly. We're you know, having to fight through the slaughter. If I was to take somebody from 1986 playing, you know, Super Mario Brothers and set them down in front of Metal Gear, they would shit themselves. You know, here's Metal Gear Solid. You know, not Metal Gear, the first one, not the Nintendo one. You know, here's Metal Gear Solid. They would not know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, I'd love to do an experiment like that. You know,
yeah, wouldn't that be like, take your mom? You know, somebody who hasn't played a game, somebody we work with. Well, you know, somebody that we used to work with. Like, I can think, like, Dennis. They would be the perfect example. I mean, he couldn't hear the game, but if he turned his hearing aid up enough, he might be able to. Turn the TV on full blast and set him
right
in front of
him. Right. Dennis? There you go,
yeah,
man.
Dennis.
He sounds real high-tech.
Great. What does that have to do with Dennis playing him?
I mean, he's actually...
Right, Dennis, when we need you, we'll call on you.
All right, leave me alone.
So,
get off my nuts.
Anywho, and see, my mom's no good either, because my mom has seen me grow up, you know, as a kid. She saw me go through all the generations. She's seen him. You know, but I know plenty of people that are like, yeah, the last game I played was Space Invaders. I'd love to sit them down. I know people that haven't played any games since then, you know.
It's like when I had my Intellivision, and it had that voice adapter you put on there, it's all, B-52 the Bomber.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Oh my god, it talks. It's talking. Check this out. Hey guys, Smear.
And there's no question that we've had, you know, insane technological advancement. The problem is we haven't had, like, a huge advancement in gameplay. Every now and again, we get something just incredible, though. You know, something that adds something that we've never seen. You know, I'm gonna come back to Metal Gear because I never played a game like that before. I played Metal Gear Solid. I actually did not play the Nintendo one. I'm sure at some point I saw it, you know, and I played it for like maybe 5 minutes, but I never owned it. Somehow it just escaped me when I was in, you know, that time. I just never got Metal Gear.
Well, it's just like Tomb Raider. I've never played a Tomb Raider.
See, I missed them all, in fact, until I did play one on the computer, and it was for just a little while, and I didn't have a controller, so it was kind of hard to play with the stick.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yeah, whatever. And then the next time I played with that Angel of Darkness, which was complete crap. Things slipped through the cracks, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to go back and play those games. It's like, there's not that they're bad games, it's just kind of hard to play something that's like, oh, well, this game's like
5 years old.
5 or 6 years old. I never played it. Everybody said it's a great game, but
it's just,
I mean, okay, it may be, but a good game is still a good game always. You know, Symphony of the Night.
You're right.
I'm looking at the back here. It says 1998.
I am having more fun playing this.
Games you can't go back.
There is. Like, Tomb Raider, there'd be no way. There'd be absolutely no friggin' way that I could go back and play that.
Like, okay, I can rave all day long about some of the old games I used to play.
Yeah.
But if I tried to play now, I couldn't get the fucking thing to work, you know? So.
I can. I played them. It's like, I go back and I play all kinds of old stuff.
I can't tweak my shit like that.
You mean you can't make PC games run on your computer today? Okay, well, that's different than playing, like, an emulated console game. Yeah, they still run just fine. But, all right, we're going to have to get off the topic because we keep getting strayed. So I really wanted to focus a lot on this Deus Ex thing, but, I mean, we're burning time like mad. We're already at an hour, and I think we've covered like 50 minutes of actual content. So, that does suck. People made some kind of a way to adjust the demo, though. Like, there is a bunch of settings in the demo that you can tweak and adjust to make it a little bit better for the PC, though. There's a program out that'll do it for you. On the website, I'll put up links to the official forum, the thread that was talking about this, and the reply from Warren Spector himself, so everybody can go check that out and see what the deal is, you know, and see what they say about Deus Ex and some of the decisions they had to make as, you know, game developers on what they, I mean, they had their reasons. You can't fault them for that. I mean, the only thing you can fault them for is if they did it intentionally to make it suck, to make equal sales on the Xbox, or maybe, you know, that's the only thing you can go to fault them for. In my opinion. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I feel Bill's hand.
I do too. I really do. I feel that the hand of the greenbacks. I feel Daddy Fat Sacks had something to do with this one. I really think so. I think Bill had his hand there.
That bastard.
Yeah.
I was just joking, Bill.
Yeah, we love you, Billy. Don't shut us down.
Don't kill me, man.
Hey, he's a hell of a businessman. I'll give him that. I can't say much for his product, but he's a master businessman, alright?
He's a pirate.
He's a man.
Let's see. You know what? I do have a little bit of news, too. But I wanted to mention, because this is late breaking. This was posted just on the internet, like, a couple hours ago here. The PSX, you know, Sony's new, like, PlayStation 2, TiVo, monolithic, take over your...
all entertainment.
Exactly. The beast that's going to take over your living room. This thing's like $700 to $900 in Japan, and it wasn't supposed to be released for a while. They had some neat features on it. It was supposed to do all kinds of crazy shit. Now, this, to me, proves that they're just cash whores. They're releasing this thing on the 12th.
Even with it being that expensive, so many people are just going to go out and run out and buy this.
Simply because it's Sony. Yeah, I know. They have this crazy following like Amiga people have, and OS2 users. I swear to God, it's got the same kind of rabid fans. It's insane. Anyway, they're coming out with this thing in Japan on December 12th, and this, like I said, proves to me they're just in it for the money. This is why I don't like Sony. Everybody wonders why I bash Sony all the time. They're cash whores. They're not in it for the love of the game. Okay? If you ask me these days, the last company that I can think of that were in it for the love of the game was Nintendo and Sega.
But you know what? I can't say I like Sony that much, but I love what they did with the gaming industry. Because they pushed these other people to step it up a notch.
I hate what they've done to the gaming industry. Because they brought in... That was going to happen anyway. Progression in the technology was going to happen anyway.
It was a little stale there for a while.
I guess. I mean, it wasn't... I don't see what was so bad about everything. It just... I was doing pretty good. Sega had their CD thing out, you know what I mean? We were getting full motion video games while not being the greatest thing in the world. It was progress. You know, Nintendo.
I'm still pissed at Sega for that.
Yeah, well, they had heart though. That's why I still own my Dreamcast.
They had heart, but they dropped the ball on every goddamn thing they did. It's like, I went out, oh, Sega CD, buy this. Oh man, I went out and spent like $300 on it.
Okay, yeah, but so what? So what? Did you enjoy it? So what? Did you enjoy it while you had it?
Actually, no, I didn't.
See, well, then you were buying crappy games.
Yeah, I must have been.
You must have been, because
I've heard great things about it.
I have had some of the coolest games on that. I played some awesome games on my Sega CD, and I'm trying to get them to this day. You know, the Saturn. Some of the games, Panzer Dragoon, Knights. They had some amazing shit. Virtua Fighter, all that stuff. There was a lot of stuff that Sega did that was just amazing. You know, they cared. They did give a shit. Okay,
and they had heart, but they just couldn't compete.
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, but you know what, that happened. That's, you know, unfortunately in today's society, that's how it is. It's all about the money and you know, cutthroat business, you know, sense. It can't just be, you know, who has the biggest heart's gonna win, you know, who cares the most wins. That's not how it is. You know, that's not how it is today. Unfortunately, that's where Sony and Microsoft come into play.
Yeah. My dick's bigger than yours. Get the fuck out of the room.
That's right. That's just how it works. I got more money than you. You know, you're gone. And unfortunately, Sony, you know, is now bringing this PlayStation, this PSX thing into the market hella early. It's going to be out in 10 days in Japan now. Now, this thing was just, like, kind of shown to the public a little while ago. And they're trying to push this thing out the door. Now, my guess is not only they're doing it for the money, is I think it's a good time in the market to do it. Right? They don't want to release it in 6 months when everybody's possibly 6 months to a year away from PlayStation 3. Nobody will buy it. They got to release it now, when the PlayStation 2 is still, you know, the thing to have, you know, when they're still far enough away from a PlayStation 3 that it won't keep people from buying it, right? But they're doing this, and they're dumping a bunch of the features that they talked about. Now, now here's the features that they dropped.
Who was it that did that to us? Promised a bunch of shit.
If every company did that all the time.
No, one of them got us good. Slipping my mind, it's pissing me off.
Star Wars Galaxy?
No, they didn't deliver a game. I'm talking about a console unit.
The Andrima?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
That thing didn't even see the light of day, man. That thing was just... Anyway, okay, while you think about that, let me list off the things they changed here, or skimped on to make their date. The hard drive to DVD dubbing has been downgraded from 24 speed to 12 speed. CDR playback will not be supported. This thing isn't going to read CDRs.
Oh,
that is a staple in today's electronics, okay? DVD plus RW playback, not supported.
Oh my god.
Right? MP3 file playback, not supported.
How many people will buy that shit then?
You know why they're going to buy it? You know why they're going to buy it still? One, it's got the Sony name on it. It's got the Sony PlayStation name on it. Two, because Sony told them it was going to be able to do this. Sony came out and said, it's going to burn DVDs at this speed. It's going to, you know, friggin' play your CDRs. It's going to be able to play DVDs. It's going to play MP3s. They said that. Now it's not. Just so they can get it out early. That's why people are going to buy it, because they're not going to see this. They're not going to read this little piece of news that said, oh, they changed their mind.
Oh my god, I hope it gets sued for
it. Yeah, they won't get sued, but they're okay. TIFF and GIF file formats not supported. You were going to be able to put, you know, images on a CD and put them in there, and it's going to show on your TV, you know, so you get to have like a slideshow for the family, you know. And Sony's CyberShot movie format will not be supported. It comes with built-in Ethernet, right, so you be able to plug it into the net. But it's not going to work with Sony's current services they have for the PlayStation 2. Right?
You have to
pay for some other fucking service. Yeah, this is some bullshit. So anyway, I'll put the link up to that. You know, be wary, consumers. Another interesting thing. My buddy Nyer pointed this out to me, and this isn't news. This is just something that kind of disturbs me. This is a very disturbing thing in the game industry. Now, you see, you know, all these games you play, and what's the one feature you notice about most of the characters when they're female?
Big boobs.
Absolutely insane. I mean, yeah, they're hot, but they're obviously, it'd be weird if you saw somebody look like that walking down the street most of the time. They look like porn stars, all, you know, walking around everywhere.
Johnny, hands on me.
He was looking at screenshots for Need for Speed Underground and the new that car racing, you know, the drag race, right? So he's looking at screenshots, and IGN has a thing where they were showing these pictures of the models, right? These chicks are pretty flat. Then they digitize the chicks and put them in the game, and all of a sudden, free augments.
Big breath.
You know, it was crazy. And
this
just,
is how you look in our game.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is, you know, and we could waste a lot of time talking, I don't know if it's a waste, we could spend a lot of time talking about, you know, the images that people get, you know, because of playing games and seeing women portrayed this way all the time and whatnot, but...
Women are portrayed that way. Every day, all the time. It's gotten worse.
In everything. It has gotten worse.
Like, I'm a male, I'm a pig. I know I'm a pig. But, you know, even I notice this shit, like, when I watch shows like The Man Show, and I'm looking at this crap, like,
I mean, how bad? I mean, how much more can we objectify them? You know, I mean, this is just
I mean, we'd be outraged if it was us.
Dude, we would be freaking the hell
out. We would be pissed off. I mean, like, when you're making your character in your massively multiplayer online game, we know that Wolf here made his he's a chick. Of course, everybody I know seems like plays
wants to be
a goddamn chick in Final Fantasy XI.
Because you get freebies from Goose.
Yep, and because you can make your tits as big as you want, can't you?
Not really.
No, oh, you can't adjust. Oh, and a lot of them you can adjust them.
There you go.
Could you imagine if you could adjust the dude's package in one of these games? You know what I mean? We would be like, oh my god, nobody wants to do that. You know, it'd be some kind of crazy revolt or something. It'd be just insane. You know, you look at like, I don't know what to think about all this. But now, what I think would be cool is if I could get some females on the show here one time. And I was actually
thinking about that.
I know one that would do it.
I would like to get a female's input on
exactly,
games,
yeah.
What and they think of all this, you know?
Yeah, totally.
You
totally.
Can grab a chick from Best Buy.
Well, I'm not grabbing a chick from anywhere. You hear that? You hear how he says that? You know, just grab some chick.
Just throw her in the trunk.
Just throw in the trunk. We'll make a record. We'll have our way with her and call it a day, you know? That's not how it is. I actually know two women that would be probably interested in this. I don't know if you know their nicknames. You know one of them. Star.
Oh,
and,
Star.
And do you guys know Snoopy?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You guys know her. I know that she actually asked me about it way back when we were on like episode like 3. She asked me about it. Said something. And I
does
just,
she actually play games?
So. She plays a ton of games.
Nice.
Especially RPGs.
Dude, I think she's the only person I know who's beat Morrowind, or at least come close. She's got a guy that can slaughter anything, like, no big deal. She got bored because she kicked too much ass at it.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, she plays so many role-playing games. I mean, like, just voraciously rips through these games. Yeah, and it should be awesome. I know she'd probably do it all the time.
She should be top role-playing king.
Yeah, well, you just got owned by a woman.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, I came close to beat Morrowind, but I got stuck. I was at this one part, you know, I was supposed to find this stupid cave somewhere, and I couldn't find it. And I was, like, searching everywhere. Finally, I just got so pissed off, I was like, yeah, fuck this game.
Yeah. Well, we all know what happened to me with Fury, that big sword that fucked me over bad. That was bullshit.
Now,
why don't you just hop online, though, and look up a walkthrough and look for the location of it, and then just that's it. Don't read anymore. Just, I mean, when you're totally stuck.
I actually did, but the way they gave it to me, and the way I'm looking at my map, and
you couldn't still figure it out.
No, it wasn't there.
Yeah, maybe if you would have, rather than looking at the pretty pictures, I bet if you would have read it, there was something you had to do to make the cave appear.
Funny guy.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, if all the walkthroughs say that. Now, you know, while we're on the subject, I can't stand these walkthroughs. I hate this idea. I mean, what happened to back in the day when you had to be good at a game and you had to be crafty to figure this shit out? Now, you get stuck in a game for 10 seconds. Get on the internet. I don't do it, but I see people do it, you know?
I usually don't do it.
I try not to. But after I play a game for I had to do it for one Symphony of the Night. I got stuck and I could not figure out how to get to the next castle. I knew it was there. You know, I knew that there was this more to it, and I knew I had an idea because you can map out the level when you're playing Castlevania. You have like a map that it, you know, builds for you.
Yeah.
And I could see exactly where I needed to go. It was this pitch black room, and I was not crafty enough to remember that I had sonar. I just forgot because you never use the whole game. You have sonar when you're in bat form, and I couldn't figure it out. You know, I just forgot. And I was stuck, and I wandered around that castle for like 3 hours trying to figure out, you know, maybe there was something I missed somewhere here. I cruised around, finally I was like, you know what, I'm getting nowhere, and I'm starting to get pissed off. So I grabbed, you know, I went to GameFAQs or whatever, grabbed a walkthrough, scrolled down to wherever I was in the game, and I read, you know, oh, use sonar, that's it. I closed the walkthrough, you know, and then boom, I played regular. And I have more fun that way. Now, Wolf, I know he likes to just grab a cheat, you know, unlimited ammo, full health.
No biggie. God knows.
It's no fun struggling. I like kicking ass, you know.
Like walking in a room with my nuts hitting the floor.
Big brass ones. The enemy's cower in fear. Here, take my money and experience. You know, that's just, it's stupid.
It's like when I played through Baldur's Gate 2, I beat it all the way.
See, that? I never looked at anything on that.
I kind of cheated it. Well, I was just messing around one day. I was like, hey, I wonder if you could take, like, your characters from your save towards the end and put it back in the beginning.
Yeah, you can export them.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you stick these characters in there, and they have all their equipment on them.
Yeah.
So you're walking in there, you're in the cages, you come out.
Yeah, but that's different. At least you did play up until that point. I mean, that's different.
Beat the game.
Exactly. That's not like downloading a save game off the internet or a code to give you those guys right off the bat.
I saw those too, man. What's up with that shit?
They have whole sites dedicated to save games for like every console that you can download, and then they have a thing that you hook like your memory card into, and it'll copy this internet copied save game to your actual PlayStation memory card, which now you can load up your cheated hacked dudes or whatever. You know, I mean, it's total.
That's gay.
That's crap. What? Games are. Games are like. They're supposed to be, you know, fun and about some skills.
God damn it. See?
You know?
I'm saying gay again.
It's because you're playing Tactical Ops or Frag Ops. The crowd's a little bit older on Frag Ops, I think.
Yeah, they're all the same guys.
It is, you know what it is, huh? It is a lot of the same guys. For a while it wasn't, though. It was good for, like, the first 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I think people cheat now.
Fuck them all. I play
Final Fantasy 11 and nothing else.
That's right. At least you don't talk to me dirty.
Okay, let's see here.
Those
3D Ages games, the Sega-made PlayStation 2 3D Ages games, Golden Axe, yeah. Gran Turismo, all those older ones we were talking about, they are coming to America. They are going to bring them here. Last I heard, they weren't, and I guess they changed their mind, which is good news, because I'm hoping that this brings Bonk's Adventure, the remake of that, I hope that brings it to America.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the screenshots look so cool. I'm going to buy that right off the bat. You know, if it comes to America, I won't import it. I won't. But I will buy it to support it and hope that they say, you know what, we make money off these 2D games when they look fat and, you know, got gameplay and stuff. And you guys don't have to remake all these old games that have just to be 2D. You can make new 2D games.
I just hope the gaming market I don't think it ever will, but... You know, like with Hollywood, they're running out of ideas.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? We are sucking it dry, man.
It's like, come on, man. You guys are rehashing
everything.
You should not be rehashed.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I mean, how many games do we have that are basically Mario 64 knockoffs?
True.
Every platformer since then has been that. The only difference being, like, Sly Cooper. You know, I mean, they're all complete ripoffs. Okay, Devil May Cry, you got guns. You know, but then that became, you know, whatever it is, Ratchet and Clank, where you got... You know, guns and projectile weapons and crap. I mean, that was just natural progression. I mean, that was nothing amazing. It's basically Mario 64 with, like, you know, a handful of
tools. I want something that's just going to blow my mind.
Mario 64 blew my mind, man.
Yeah.
Seeing that shit when I was like, oh my god!
When you turn metal
dude.
Or liquid Mario.
Yeah, that was cool. I think a lot of people kind of play off all of that too much.
Oh my god.
They're also going to bring some new games, some old classics, too. Game Ground, that was a Genesis game, I believe. I remember seeing that. Just totally played it. I rented it, and I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't play the hell out of it, and I never bought it. But, I mean, I do remember playing it, and it was interesting. Bonanza Brothers, I never played. Apparently, it must have been pretty good. And
you remember
my favorite, Alex Kidd in Miracle World, baby. Do I remember what?
You remember when you were able to buy... Alright, you go to, like, Toys R Us, you buy a game, you go home, you play the shit out of it, you bring it back, and you go, I don't like this game, can I change it for another one? And they would do it, you know, I would do that, like, god, I did that, like, 15 times before they stopped doing
Damn.
It.
Damn. Actually,
was awesome.
Say the truth, I've never done that, never, never.
Yeah, that was one little loophole I found that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that's cost-effective, all right. I never did that. I never did. Mainly because it was also, you know, back then, for me, I gotta have my games. I gotta have them all. I mean, screw getting rid of them. I'm gonna play Mario Brothers in a week from now. I don't want to get rid of it.
How the hell did that come up with the money?
Dude, that was blowing me away, man.
It was like, what was it, $74 for, Fantasy Star 4.
Really?
Was it four or three?
For three, I paid. Oh, wait, no.
No, it was four.
Maybe, yeah, it was four. You're right. You're right. It was $4
for that game.
Yeah.
And I came up with the money.
Somehow. I don't know, huh? It was like, I just remember, like, looking forward to, like, Christmas, my birthday, and anything I can get a game for. I mean, that's what I lived for. And it's like, how did the years not fly by? And all of a sudden, now that I'm able to buy my own games, years fly by.
Well, what do you want for Christmas?
A game. Are you insane? I remember, like, I gotta have a Sega CD. I gotta have a Genesis.
Yeah.
I gotta have a damn Nintendo. I want a Sega Master System. I gotta have a game for that now. You know, I mean, it was great.
The magical feeling I used to get when I would get a game, you know, that was cool. And you're like, wow, you know?
You do
like
that game inside and out.
Zelda.
Oh, I even sold Zelda.
Oh my god.
Screw that game. I didn't like it. You know what? And I was gonna hang on to it just to hang on to it, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm not gonna play that crap. I got rid of some of them. My game library now looks so nice and pathetic. It looks like something I can actually play through now. I'm kinda happy. You know, I am. I'm kinda happy. I've got like maybe 15 games.
Well, that
games
way you ain't overwhelmed now.
Exactly. I've got like renewed vigor here. I'm like all happy again that I can start playing some games that don't suck and I can get back on top. Cause I wanna be back to where we were before, where it was like a new game would come out and we were like, I gotta come up with money for this new game so I can play it today when it comes out. Like Manhunt. I'd like to try it out, but I don't have any money for it.
Check this out.
I got other crap to play.
That holds, whatever, 50
CDs, yeah.
It's full of games that I've burned, downloaded, whatever, and it's like, haven't looked at any of them. It's like, come on, man, get on this.
Yeah, see, that's why you know what, I cannot remember the last game I downloaded either. I may collect ROMs, but that's more of a collection thing than it is a play thing. You know, that's more of just like a, you know what, it'd be neat to have, like, adventure for the 2600 today, you know, just to have it, you know, just to, if one day
I got just about every ROM system out there.
Yeah, but you don't have, like, you only have a couple ROMs for them. The goal is to have every ROM for every system. Alright, we don't want to hear about this.
Fine.
We're burning too much time anyway.
Time is over.
Like an hour and a half or something, hour and 20 minutes. And we've only been actually doing show stuff for like the last 40 minutes or so.
Wolf's only said maybe 4 words.
A little bit more than that. He got it all out of his system in the beginning. Words. That's okay. We're almost coming to his part. And then we're going to move on here. But, Because you're up next after I get two more things to talk about. Halo has been dropped to $30. This was another news item. What blows me away is that it's like sold out all over town. Halo drops to $30 and everybody goes out and buys it. Now, everybody that owns an Xbox must own that game or must have at some point owned that game. I swear to God. How are people still buying friggin' Halo? And how many people waited it out to be $30?
That's our first game that came out.
No, yeah, I mean, this is like friggin' ancient game here. I mean, but in the life of the Xbox, that's old. You know what I mean? This was it. This was day one here. You got Halo and fucking whatever else to play. You know, and this is it. This is what you get. This is what the Xbox is. These games. Alright, now, let's get into some actual games here.
I only have one for you guys this week. I'll try and get on the ball.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Thoughts on this game? I was blown away. I mean, no game has done this to me for a long time. Last game to do this to me was Baldur's Gate 2 when I seen it. I was like, oh my god. You know, this game did that to me. I literally, you know, came right there. Yeah, man, it was awesome.
Literally, huh?
Yeah, right.
Right there in your pants.
Playing through it.
You played it too, like hard. Because I remember calling you, and you were like half asleep, going, "I gotta keep playing. I'm playing still." And then you'd pass out, wake up, and play some more. I call you in the morning. I'm playing.
I'd be playing it. I look over at time, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, "Holy shit, man! I gotta be up at 7." It's like the game is awesome. It's so customizable, like with your characters, you can do so much different stuff. Like, you have your guy, you have 2 lightsabers, and it's like, whoa. It's just like a role playing game. It's badass.
And you have a party or just one?
Yeah, game? Yeah, you get your party. You pick up different guys throughout the, you know, as you're going through the game, you know, you meet different people, they join your cause. Whatever, my favorite was my robot. It's evil robot you got. It goes, as soon as you activate it, do you want me to go out and kill somebody for you? You're like, holy shit. And just playing the evil guy, like, alright, you can play the good guy and do the good guy thing, save the galaxy, or you can be the evil guy and enslave the galaxy.
You already played it through both ways.
Yeah, I played it through both ways. I enjoyed the evil guy the most, just for the things you could say and do, but you end up at the end of the game.
Alright, you don't want to give away any of the story.
No, true.
You don't want to give away the ending of the story.
It's just an awesome game. I urge you guys, check it out, you know. Even if you don't like Star Wars, play it, you know. It's fucking a good game.
Yeah. See, now that's my complaint with it. I hate Star Wars.
I don't like it. I don't care about the world.
It gives you a D&D feel to it, though.
Okay, well, see, that's neat. You know, that's awesome. Cool. Now, I like occasional bits of sci-fi, but I just, for the most part, I don't give two craps about it. I don't care. I don't like it. It's not that interesting to me. Like, the Star Wars universe just is not something I care about. You know, it's like, I liked watching the movies. Great. That's as far as I'm going to take it. So that's why I tend to stay away from the games and the books and the new movies even I don't like. You know, it's just not something I'm into, which is the reason why I stayed away from that game.
But what was amazing, I thought, was like every alien species you meet has its own language. So when it's talking, you're hearing this weird alien language come out of its mouth, but it's translating it for you because your guy can understand every known language.
That's cool.
And it's fucking cool.
See, this must really be the shit for Star Wars fanboys. Yeah, I mean, this must be it for them, you know?
It's the be-all, end-all, I think.
These are the guys that are like, do I play Galaxies or KOTOR? Galaxies or KOTOR? Well, we'll play KOTOR really quick and then go back to Galaxy. You know, and these are the guys that know all the languages, and they're like, oh my god, he sounds just like so-and-so who played the original so-and-so, and this was
fan people, everything. It got that down perfect. It's just awesome.
That's cool. Sounds like a Star Wars lover's dream, and a very, very good role-playing game, even if you're not into the whole Star Wars thing.
Yes, they did a very good job with it.
That's cool.
I'm impressed.
Now, and you know what's funny is when I was looking at the box for this, for some reason, I kept seeing the box, I kept hearing about it, I kept looking at the boxes and the screenshots, and to me it always looked like it was basically Morrowind, but in Star Wars. Yet, it's not at all, right?
No,
it's like,
you
keep telling me it's more like Baldur's Gate than Morrowind, which blew me away. Now, in fact, if I remember from our discussion on IRC, Riboflavin and I, he said it should have been like Morrowind. But apparently he liked that more than, like, say, Baldur's Gate 2, because I think they're both, like, top-notch games. This is top-shelf stuff here, I think. You know, so I can't distinguish which one I like better. You know, I mean, they're that good. Maybe he just happened to like the Marlin style better, I guess. But,
The fighting in it was just awesome, especially with the you get your lightsabers, or if you even have regular swords, the sounds when you're hitting, it's like clink clink, and they're parrying, and they're
nice.
It's just awesome. I mean, I loved it. I really enjoyed it. The graphics on it they're up there.
Now I'm curious as to what the Xbox One looks like. Now Wolf has it. He needs to get on that shit and maybe bring it down here next week, and then we'll let you fire it up for a minute and just let Hunter look at it.
Okay.
You know, maybe just so you can tell us if the graphics are gay or whatever, you know. If the graphics just totally suck compared to the PC version.
I bet it sucks, you know, on the TVs, on the monitor.
Well, yeah, that's just gonna be how that is, I mean, resolution-wise. You know, I think that, you know, I mean, I'm just curious now. I mean, like, really, did they really, really cut that game short because it's, you know, a PC game on the Xbox or whatever? Yeah, whatever he said, designed originally for, you know. And
they actually added stuff in there for the PC version that's not going to be found in the Xbox version. Like, they just added more stuff in.
Huh.
And, you know, they didn't sell the PC short on this game. You know, they did add some new features to it. The graphics are totally customizable. It's pretty damn awesome.
Huh. Well, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, to me, the graphics don't make or break the game. I mean, I could give two craps. You know, I really don't care. I mean, it's nice that they look good, but it's like it doesn't break the game for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like oh, you know, well, crap. It looks you know pretty crappy on my PC because
it's all
about
the damn gameplay.
Because it looks good on my Xbox. You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, it won't break it for me. But if I've seen a game's potential, and then I see them screw it up. Like, okay, the good example for me is Doom 3. I see a game's potential. This is the big game I'm waiting for. Okay, I'm not waiting for Half-Life 2. I never was. But I'm probably gonna buy it and play it. I just never liked Half-Life. I never liked the first one. I just don't care.
I don't like the first one either.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I didn't like it. Okay, so I mean, it's not like, I must say from what I've seen of it, I've been pretty impressed with Half-Life 2. I'm sure I'm gonna go out and buy it because I'm sure it's gonna be one of the biggest games ever. But it's nowhere near on the scale of Doom 3 for me, right? Now, this is the perfect example. If I was to see them take Doom 3, and they are going to put it on the Xbox, and if they jack the PC version because the Xbox version is coming out also, and they want it to be somewhat, you know,
level of a playing
field. You know, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be one pissed monkey. Okay, I'm going to be throwing a fit. You know, I mean, I can see where the argument comes in. Is like, you know what, you botched my game because, you know, you wanted this on the Xbox too because Bill threw some money at you. You know, that is bad news for PC gamers. You know, exactly like Riboflavin says in his email. You know, that is bad. Really bad for
that
PC gamers. You know, that's something we're going to have to watch out for. I mean, the Xbox 2 is, you know, the Xbox Next, I guess they're calling it, is alive and well. I mean, this is a project we're going to see, and, you know, they're going to take the same route, you know? I mean, it's going to be PC stuffed in a box. You know, so the same thing is going to happen. It's going to be really, really easy for developers to develop for the PC and for the Xbox. Note the PC runs on Windows. You know, more money to build. You're going to have to run Windows if you don't want to play these games. You know, you can...
Who makes Windows?
Microsoft.
Who makes Xbox?
Some little guy in, like, Malaysia in a factory. Okay, I wasn't talking about Symphony of the Night, but it's hella old. Everybody knows what it is. I already talked about it quite a bit through the show. So I'm going to talk about something that everybody wanted, and I put that video out. The Zelda Collector's Disc. This is the Legend of Zelda Collector's Edition disc that comes with the GameCubes now, which is actually kind of hard to find around town here. And you can get it if you subscribe to Nintendo Power, or if you buy, like, two of their hot holiday titles, like Mario Party 5 and Mario Kart. There's, like, a code in the game that you can go to their website, punch it in, and they'll hook you up with a free copy of this Zelda disc, which is I think, totally worth it, and particularly worth it if you, you know, if you're a fan of Zelda, and if you, especially if you missed out on the Master Quest disc back then, because not only does it have that, it's also got Majora's Mask on it and the original Legend of Zelda and Adventure of Link. You know, all on one disc. You've got four great, fascinating games. Okay, plus they've got a demo on there, like 20 minutes of the Wind Waker, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, a lot of people still haven't played it yet. It's also got that little video that showcases, you know, a lot, you know, every Zelda game except for the CDI ones, I guess. You know, it's just like a little 2-minute video on every Zelda game, which is kind of a neat feature. It's got it tells you about the game too, like when you bring the menu up and you hit the Z button, it tells you what year the game came out. It tells you a little bit of the story. Yeah, and my favorite part is that when you hit that button to pull up the information, remember your little fairy in the Nintendo 64 one's Navy?
Yeah.
The little chick, the little fairy that was like female, I guess, because of her voice, and she says, "Look, listen." I love her voice. And I when I first got it, I was just like, my jaw dropped when I realized that if I hit that button, she says a random one of the 3-4 things she says. I love it. It is so cool. But it's a great disc, especially for the money. It's basically free. You know, I mean, depending on what you get, I mean, it's basically free. It's so worth to jump on this now. I mean, even if you have to go the route of getting Nintendo Power for $20 for the year, who cares? If you don't like the magazine, just throw it away on your way back in from your mail. You don't have to read it.
Yeah,
but it's
four games still on this for.
You know, yeah. It is so worth it. Now, they didn't do anything to really improve the experience, though, which was what I was kind of let down about. Like, there's no state saving. Okay, I would have really liked to see save states, at least for the first two, you know, Legend of Zelda and Adventure of Link. I would have really liked to see saving states, like in emulators today where you can just save it right there where you are. You can't do that. I mean, this is flat out the original game. That's it. It plays exactly like the original game. They didn't fix any of the bugs either. Like in the first level of Zelda, the first one of the Legend of Zelda. Remember when you walk, I don't know if you guys knew this, when you walk into the first dungeon there, right? Remember it was on the little islands, right?
Yeah.
There's a tree you walk into, and there's a door directly and straight ahead across from you, right, is a locked door. So you have to go to the right and kill the things to get the key and then go up to the room with the locked door. If you walk in and walk out right away and walk back in, the door is open. That bug is still in this game. I mean, this is exactly like just, boom, emulated straight off the Nintendo onto the GameCube.
Wow.
They didn't add any graphic filters. It's like...
So it looks like ass.
It looks like ass. I mean, it's just like... At least, unless I just didn't notice it. Unless I just didn't notice and assumed it always looked like that, you know. But, honest to God, I was pretty sure that it was like the original. And yet, we've got emulators that have, like, even at the lowest level, a bilinear filter. okay, nearest neighbor, a ghetto filter, it still makes the game look so much better. You know, I mean, it would have been neat to have some cool options like that, you know? Saving states would have been nice, but no, you're in for the original games, which to me are totally fine, because I loved those original games, and I'm so happy that I can play them on, you know, today's console. The control, I would have liked to have seen a little tweak from the control, too. I mean, come on, okay, Nintendo had, what, two buttons?
Yeah.
You know, right, plus start and select, right? Now, there's no select on your GameCube, so they use the Y button, right, which is up on top up there, and, it's still a pain in the ass to use your inventory. Remember how you have your sword is always on the A button, and B was where you had your bombs or your boomerang or whatever, right? There's no change there. You still have to pause it, pick your different item, and then unpause it and continue playing. Now, why didn't they just make a simple adjustment, like on BS Zelda, where the trigger buttons would cycle through your inventory, your B inventory, for your B button? That would have been so handy. Just bam, trigger it, boom, drop a bomb, trigger it back, go back to your boomerang. That would have made it quicker rather than pause it, get your bomb,
right.
Unpause it, plant it at the doorway, pause it, go back to your boomerang, because God knows that's generally that or your bow, you know, bow and arrow. You have a lot in your inventory too.
I use my bow a lot.
You know, yeah, quite a bit. But it would be nice to be able to just quick flip through them really quick, you know. That would have been a neat feature. But like I said, I mean, this is straight out of, you know, 1986. So, these are the games. I must definitely highly recommend it. The website for that is nintendo.com/ZeldaClassic, and it is case-sensitive, so make it all lowercase. Okay, Wolf, you sold your soul to Satan and have been playing Final Fantasy XI, and it's like your mom or something.
No, somebody else.
Somebody else? Is there anybody good?
No.
Maybe it's somebody we can put on the show, like some random caller.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Hi, you're online.
Yeah, totally. That'd be awesome.
Okay, I bet I'm going to get slammed for this.
This is 133.7 on your FM dial. Hello? Is Wolf there?
Well, anyway, I had my friend picked up a copy of, bought a copy of Final Fantasy XI for me. Exactly 1 week from now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been playing.
No, you've been playing for more than a week. You've been playing for
about a week. Thanksgiving weekend.
You've been playing before I left.
So Tuesday. Wait, what's today? Tuesday. So I must got on Monday then.
So it's been just a couple days over a week.
It's about 6 hours gameplay every day, average.
You don't play more than that? I'm sure you do. That's sometimes. First day.
But sometimes, you know, average every day.
Oh, okay.
So you get it?
Yeah. I missed that. Keyword average.
Well, it's my first MMORPG experience. And guess what? I'm so freaking hooked.
He will not listen to his friends, who he's known since high school, who tells him,
I love you long time, come here, give me a hug. Whee!
I told you, I fought and argued with you. We have it recorded in one of the episodes. We talked about this.
Yeah.
About the cost. And what happened that first day? Oh, you're going to kill me. Why? I'm installing something right now. And I thought about it, and I said, hardware? You said, no. And I said, God, what is he installing? And you said, Final Fantasy XI. And then the next sentence out of your mouth, do you know how much money I'm going to save? And I was just flabbergasted. Because don't you remember me arguing with you over the cost of how much you're going to save?
Okay, so I didn't touch anything else, but
exactly.
Nothing about this game.
And you that was my argument. That was my argument. I said,
okay, you won. I give up. Here's my white flag.
Okay. Just say it already, all right?
I love you, man.
You were right.
You are right. I'm wrong.
All
right.
I told you so. That's what I
want
to
hear. Okay, you're the man. Kind of, zip it now. Zip it. All
right. I feel better.
Zip it.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Zip it.
All right, you're totally fucking up the stream.
Oh, shit.
All right. That's all I wanted to hear.
Shit, look at that.
I know. That's what happens every time he opens his mouth. That's,
so that's why I'm so quiet.
You
can barely get the damn thing to move.
When you're screaming, you can barely get the thing to go.
Okay.
You fart louder than you talk.
This game is awesome.
Still love me.
Well, go on. This is all you. This is the spotlight is on you.
Right. Okay, this game is awesome. I mean, I never play other MMORPG in my life. This is the first one I ever played, so I'm not a virgin anymore. I don't know how other game works, but this one works real good.
I got my flashlight in his eyes. Okay.
Well, anyway, where was I? Okay. Yeah,
you've never had any other experience. Now, I remember you came down here, though, the day before you got this, and you saw me playing
EverQuest.
No, it wasn't the day before. It was the week that we recorded. Yeah, yeah.
EverQuest. So that gave me a kind of idea. I want to try it. I just want to try it. These things are addicting.
You can try it. You know you can download most of these for free and try them for free. Instead, you go right out and jump on Final Fantasy XI.
Because it's a Final Fantasy.
Oh, see, he's missing. That's the one he's a rare for.
Well, graphics is incredibly awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I don't know how other MMORPGs works, but this one's like... You can put your character resolution at like 1280 by 1024,
uh-huh.
And then your background is a different resolution setting.
You mean the game?
The game background. So, you know, you can match it up as a 1280 by 1280. It's like square, big square
uh-huh.
resolution. And, or you can have a 512 by 512 or 68.
Okay, yeah, you got different resolutions.
Yeah.
So what?
And the environment is pretty good, too, outside.
Well, that's pretty cool, because, you know, a lot of the problems with some of the people they have is when you have, like, a raid, you know, when you have, like, 50 people on the screen, it gets slow. But if you have your character details set to real low, that'll save a lot, you know, and that'll make that'll speed the game up for you.
Right, I'm playing on my laptop right now, and it runs pretty good.
Reasonably well, yeah.
Yeah, and the graphics looks okay.
Yeah, you know
not
what?
As good on the
I haven't seen Final Fantasy XI live until just maybe in, 2 hours ago, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, and you have all the stuff turned off because your video card on this
right.
is top notch. It's a GeForce 4Go. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, so it's good. It runs smooth.
440 here.
You know, it just doesn't look perfectly hot. But I'll tell you what I do see is like the lowest resolutions. I swear, it's way better than EverQuest.
No way.
You
it's
know,
640 by 480.
Dude, EverQuest looks like crap.
Huh. I mean, I can't get rid of the graphics.
Better than they were, I guess. Maybe just minor improvements or something.
Check this out, though. I was like, I'm trying to raise my level, like all the other Final Fantasy games. I just get the level up before I do anything
else. That's exactly
else.
What this is, though.
Before I try to do anything else. So I was outside in the woods, right?
Does it feel like Final Fantasy?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't feel like Final Fantasy at all.
Okay, well that's kind of not really a surprise because it is online, you know?
Yeah.
So
anyway, I was dark and stuff. It's like 3:30 game time in the morning. And little while, after a little bit, the time turned to 6:00. I look at my east. Here comes sunrise.
Whoa.
And the shadows of the trees and go all into
yeah.
the west.
Oh wow, the shadows will move too.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I see sun direct in my eye, that's
yeah.
so cool. And later on, it's like 5:59, I look at the screen, 6:00, the sun set down at the west, facing the west, and
yeah.
the shadows in the west. Whoa, I said, whoa, that is tricky.
Neat, huh?
That's
okay.
awesome.
Now,
got lots of single-player missions. This one?
Yeah, which is now, that's amazing, because last time I talked to Ode on the phone, it was like 2 weeks ago, but one of the things he told me was that this is unlike, now he's big on playing these MMORPGs. Ode plays quite a bit of these. I mean, he's not, fully invested in all of them, but he has tried, I'm going to say, nearly all of them. And he said that this one's totally different, because you actually have a ton of stuff to do. He said the single player experience was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, not every mission is involved with fighting, so you don't really need to go outside of town
yeah.
to kill monsters and stuff, but like, there's one mission called Father and Son. What happens, a little kid lost and asks you to find his father. So you just walk around, find his father, and he will give you something in reward.
Uh-huh.
And we've got so many missions like this, little things. Or you deliver something to somebody.
FedEx.
Yeah. By talking to people,
millions
of people in this.
Is there some kind of travel system on there, or are you always walking?
Chocobos.
Chocobos, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember those big orange yellow birds?
Yeah, so they're basically like
yeah,
horses.
Yeah, you have to get license to get to.
You have to have the license.
Yeah,
right. Now wait a minute. Do you control them?
Do you control them when you're?
You're supposed to.
Are you sure? No, you
have no,
to use
because
them.
You have to be over 20 to be
okay.
able to get license.
But okay, here's what I'm. Well,
but you can
okay.
use those two big.
Okay, wait, hold on. Before you say that, though,
okay,
before you get into all that, what we're trying to figure out, okay, In Dark Age of Camelot,
mm-hmm.
the horses
are set on a free ride.
Yeah, you buy the horse at a town, and you tell the horse, take me to this
point
town.
A to point B.
Exactly, and it takes you there, and you can jump off if you want. You can uh-huh. you can jump off the horse at any point, but the horse goes away. Okay, it rides off into the sunset. You have no control, though. You right. get on the horse, you know, you go make yourself a sandwich while you get to the next
autopilot.
Now, what we're trying to figure out is on these, do you have control over the chocobos? Do you, like, okay, wherever you're hanging out, do you see people, like, cruise through the woods and just stop?
Right. I saw people on the chocobos.
But they are they on, like, a main path? And do you see people in the weirdest spots on these things, or do you just see them along the same?
They're everywhere, dude.
They're everywhere? So
everywhere.
You must have control of
that. That would be awesome.
That no, here's one thing you can do with the chocobo stuff. You can make them dig,
uh-huh.
and then your digging level will go up. The higher level you get, more precious stuff you can dig up, like artifacts, weapons, armors, equipment, items. You can dig them up.
The Holy Grail!
Yeah, you can use them to
I'm taking this back to my town and killing all of y'all. That's pretty cool.
And it got so many, I mean, you can change your job anytime you want, but you don't want to do that.
Is it like the job system out of,
kind of like Final Fantasy V, yeah.
It is kind of.
Kind of.
Okay.
Because this one, how it works is like, right now you have one main job. You can switch between main jobs.
Uh-huh.
Right? But you don't show up on your stats. If you're a red mage and go back to a warrior, and then only show up your warrior or red mage. But after you reach level 20, you can have a sub job.
Uh-huh.
It's like, if you're level 20 warrior, you can be a level 10 white mage, and you can use their abilities same time when you are a warrior.
See, that's pretty nifty. That's kind of like
yeah.
That.
And they have advanced jobs, which like summoner.
Oh, this is where you get the class upgrade.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now there's three for each, or two upgrades, I guess, for each main path, I guess, right?
I don't know. I'm not that far. I mean, I didn't really read on the forums and stuff.
Yeah.
All I did is read for looking for a quest or missions. And this one, you can, like, if you belong to this country, right, you can establish something called a conqueror point, which is by exploring the land, kill monsters. You know, the further you go, the more your country get control, like those lands, the monsters.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
And then you can trade those points in for the items.
Huh. Dark Age has something like that, right? Like realm points or something?
Yeah.
Like more for the
I'm sure it's pretty huge. Got about, last time I heard, it got about 300,000 Japanese players.
Yeah, yeah.
100,000 American players.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there. There's about 100,000 less than there is in EverQuest, though. EverQuest has still got them beat, but I don't know if their reign of terror is going to last.
New EverQuest coming out. Yeah. It's going to last.
And the people help out. People are locked in this game. I mean, people help me
out. Well, yeah, it's like that in all of these games.
Oh, really?
So you haven't.
Especially
that's what,
if you're a girl character.
Yeah, I know, dude.
They're
thinking
you're a real chick,
I,
but they're like,
yep.
hey, baby.
I know, and I hate that, man.
No, it's a lot like this, though. Like, one day I was out in the woods and got charged by this. I was alone.
It happens in all these games. You're you know, these 50th level dudes come tearing through the newbie zone because they need to go do something in a town. They see your pathetic second level ass sitting out there killing a snake. And they'll bust the hell out of you just because.
And you know what power, what's that called in the power level system in EverQuest? I believe that's
power level system.
Like you have high level guy, take a one low level guy out.
Oh, yeah. The power level.
I don't think it doesn't work in here.
The twinking doesn't work, I know that. Like where you
right.
hook them up with the fat
your
shit.
Your items,
oh,
items, you need to be certain level to use certain items. Certain equipment.
Now, see, I think one of the big complaints people have with okay, my big complaint I have, how about that, with Final Fantasy XI is when I play these massively multiplayer online games, in my head, this is already, like, I can't help but think of Dungeons & Dragons. I can't help it, because that's what we played for years, and that's, like, how my whole fantasy world brain thinks based on you
that's
know inside
you wanted
their
be.
Box. That is what I want it to be like because I like that box. I like being in that box. Now I don't like this, you know, crazy weird system of I forgot where I was going with this. What did you just say that I was going to tear in half? The power leveling. Like okay, you were saying that you can't use an item unless you're a certain level.
Right.
I think that's crap because I mean like. You know, it doesn't matter if you're first level or 65th level, a sword is a sword. Unless maybe it is...
it's a special sword, like, you have to be like level 40 to use it.
That's what I'm saying. That's bullshit. It's a sword. It's a piece of metal. There should be nothing to prevent a first level character
picking it up.
Picking up a piece of metal that would allow, you know, anything different from a 65th level character from picking up the same piece of metal. Unless the item has like some kind of an ego or something, you know, like if it's a, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is there a reason or is it just because? Oh, well, this sword does 50 points of damage, so unless you're level 40, you can't use it. Well, that's kind of stupid if there's no, like, real explanation. It just doesn't...
Maybe you need a certain, you know...
Here I am arguing... Here I am arguing about logic in a game that's based on magic and dragons and stuff. You know, and here I am trying to complain about their physics.
And, you know what? One day I took this level 1 guy out, trying to, you know, help him. He said, help me, you know, trying to help him out. Just trying to be nice, right?
Yeah.
So get him higher level. Guess what? Every monster I kill, he will get points for it. Like this lower level.
Oh,
monster.
Wow.
Yeah. And I kill one, to like even match monster with me. He only get 18 points.
Oh, wow.
Because they don't want you PLing people.
Yeah. Which is good. Yeah, I like that. Because I think that's totally lame. I think that is so stupid.
So what I did is... It's like I watched my sister-in-law play that fucking Dark Age and...
There's a way kind of get around, though.
Sit up so they can
hear. Sorry. But she'll play that game and it's like, because she's a girl...
They give her
everything. And it's like, oh my god. And she got so far out there, she's actually talking to these weirdos on the phone.
They're weird.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but it pisses me off because we played Dark Age. I played solid for 2 months, and I never got to 50th like she was instantly. Like 2 or 3 weeks, because there was always, oh!
She's 50th already?
Oh, man, she was, like, right away, because they were like, oh, we'll help you. And they just, just stood there while they killed everything around her and gave her experience.
Wow.
I mean, it's just...
It doesn't work in here.
It's a bad... That's good. Yeah. See, now that's a very good thing. Now, granted, remember that... You know, Dark Age is a first, well, maybe a 1.5, 2 second generation, maybe massively multiplayer game. There were still a lot of issues they were trying to work out. Final Fantasy XI is like a third generation, well, massively multiplayer game. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so they've had time.
They fixed lots of stuff.
You know, yeah, they've seen what the other guys have done and fixed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've seen a lot of the problems.
But there's a way to get around, though. Like, what do we do?
Did you just make the quote symbol at me? You did, huh? Come here and suck my dick. I can't believe you just did that.
Okay, here's a way to get around. What we did is I take him to a higher level zone, 5 monsters, and I won't help him. I take him off my party. All I did is healing. Heal the guy, cast healing spells, so he won't get killed right away. And every kill, he gets tons of points.
You know who did that to me? Because first time I played Dark Age, come on down to this dungeon. I'm getting killed, and he turns around and leaves me there. And so I die, and he turns around. Oh, what happened?
This one is supposed to be helping me. If
it
wasn't the guy fighting the monster, I cannot help. I cannot attack the monster because the guy already climbed the monster to seize, right?
Uh-huh.
So other people can get it. Well, all I can do is healing him. But at the same time I'm healing him, the monster turns around and attacks me. And I got tons of hit points, so I don't care.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's like decoy. The monster won't talk to that guy anymore, so he just kill him.
Yeah.
So he got about 3-4 levels in no time yesterday.
Well, there's always a way around the system, it seems like. But, you know, I mean, at least they're trying to improve upon all this, right?
At least you can't really cheat in them.
Yeah, and you know what? People are generally nicer. Like, you don't run into guys that are like, hey, you fags, what's up? I'm cheating. Ha ha ha, suck my dick, you're gay. You don't see that. You know why you don't see that? Because they have to pay to play.
Right.
They have to have a little respect. They can't act like complete jack-offs like they do in something like Tactical Ops, where it's like, oh, I downloaded this free mod for a game I pirated anyway, and I'm just going to get cheap and fuck with all you people. You know, I mean, that's what sucks about it, you know? You look at a game where you got to pay, you know, and this is, Jenner and I were talking about this on the phone a couple of days ago. He said, you know, look, I like the idea of it being more of a controlled environment because you have to pay. Like, you get constant, you know, like they're on top of it. There's not as many cheaters. There's no kind of crazy hacks and stuff, you know. But, I mean, you know what? There's still, like hacks. hacks for it, you know. I mean, there's still, like, quote-unquote, you know, like, there's still, like, an add-on you can get. People write software that auto-maps for you. People write software that does stuff. You know, Ode wrote a bot for Dark Age of Camelot, for Christ, and they still can't stop it, you know.
Yeah, people are using
it. I have to take credit for giving him the tip on how to make it work. Thank you very much. I can't write it, but I told him how to do it, and I feel pretty good about that.
Oh, yeah, this game plays an interface, and if you play with a keyboard, it sucks ass.
Oh, damn it, yeah. I was going to mention that at some point in this conversation about that. One of the things that I noticed was Ode told me that he plays the entire game with, one, keyboard. Without the mouse.
Uh-huh.
Without the mouse. That blows my mind. And two, on the numeric keypad.
that would drive me up the freaking
wall. You play with some $10 USB controller.
Yeah, no, actually, I went to Radio Shack, got a little converter, convert your PlayStation 2 controller to a USB so you can...
Yeah, but it. For some reason you...
Right.
It crashes. But for some
reason it crashes all the time. Like, whoa. It crashes all the time, like, constantly. Like, first time crashing 10 minutes, the second time I restart it will crash in 20 minutes. And each time takes a
lot of time. Maybe it's the drivers for that controller. Yeah.
It's weird.
Or that convert, whatever the hell it is.
So,
yeah, it has to be.
Finally, I break down. I went to a Best Buy today, bought a dual action.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some little $10 job, a dual analog. I mean,
no, it's a $20 made by Logitech.
Oh, that's right. You got the better one. Yeah, that's right.
Logitech.
I thought you got that ghetto-ass blue one that we were looking at. That's right. Yeah, this thing seems to work fine. And it's like
you didn't crash on me at all.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's also a different machine, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
It could be video drivers, you know, or sound drivers or anything else. Right. So I wouldn't say it's 100%.
No, I don't know, though. Before when I put on the keyboard, works just everything works
true. That's true. Well, something to consider, but I don't know. I couldn't believe I saw you sitting here playing this with a damn controller.
I mean, it works perfect.
Yeah, it looks well.
Because it's designed for a PS2.
Exactly.
I got everything set up so right, so you play on the controller. Camera controls and the manual controls are...
Oh, you can control the camera?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So everything works real nice. Only thing I need a keyboard for is a chat with people. And people are real nice. Real nice.
Just because you're a chick.
No, check this out. No, even those Japanese...
They try to give me shit, too, and I won't let them. They think I'm a girl on EverQuest. But
one day I asked this guy, right? You know, when I first started this game...
They totally knew, too. I've had guys that you're hot. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
No, check this out. One day, when I first started this game, right, I was asking someone, right? He said, I'm Japanese. I don't speak English. But please wait.
He said that?
Yeah. He said, I speak a real little English, right? So
Okay.
Okay, I said, please wait. 10 minutes later, I bet he go through a dictionary, find out what I asked him for, and tell me. Then tell me the words and locations.
Yeah, most of the time, and honest to God, people are pretty cool in these things.
Yeah, because they are.
Because most of the time, it's not like... Not some 12-year-old kid that's having a
so that makes me a real nice story. You know, people ask me help. I always do my best to help.
Yeah.
When I played Dark Age of Camelot,
I'm proud of you, Wolfman. It's people like you that make this world a happy place.
Give me a hug.
I played with this guy, Drader, and that's the only guy I ever played with. It was like, people in Dark Age at the time I played, because I wasn't playing the chick character, they were assholes.
Yeah.
So it's like, forget you, know? So it's like, really? Alright, me and my buddy would just go out, and it was like...
How come everybody I run into is pretty cool?
I don't know, I got some real
assholes. You just attract dickheads.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know what's going on.
Like you two.
No shit, huh?
You know, EverQuest or Dark Age of Camelot, right? Like, when someone help you out, right, can you wave at them and...
You can dance, you can bow,
this one's like, I don't know others. The pelvic crust is my favorite.
Probably not in EverQuest, but they have it in the...
Frag Ops.
Yeah, the ass smack and the pelvic crust. If you do it right, it looks so funny, too. So funny. I'm pretty happy to hear that this game is so good. Why don't you stop fiddling with shit?
I definitely give up 9 out of 10.
It's like you've never seen a CD before. So you come over here. Look at this fascinating piece of technology. I gotta manhandle it. What's this?
I mean, this game doesn't require, real high hardware standard.
What? Are you kidding me? This game looks like it runs like dick on your laptop.
No, real high. My laptop's hell old, though.
Yeah, right. Nobody I know has got a laptop as nice as yours. Well, Ode does. No, his isn't as nice. He isn't half the laptop yours is.
No way.
Yeah, he's got a 1 gigahertz P3 some crap.
Oh, okay.
Ghetto video.
I mean, everything runs fine. except the controller crashing problem.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's way higher requirements than an EQ. I mean, it's great, though, because I go into EQ and I turn everything on to full bore. The highest resolution, the furthest distance, it's great. I can see miles away.
You know, EQ, can you log out anytime you want?
Yeah.
Like instantly?
No, you have to camp for 30 seconds. Because if you're in the middle of a fight...
Same.
Oh, wait, the healing you said in this was different, too.
No, it's not different, but it's a lot quicker.
Yeah,
seems like a lot quicker than EQ.
EQ takes forever. I can't. My problem is I'm playing a wizard as my guy.
I'm clear on Remy.
You know, and but I don't get hit point damage. I lose my mana from casting my spells. So I go kill one dude that I get like 0.5 of a level for. I'm 11th level right now, right? And it's like, it's not even worth it. And it's like, then I have to sit down for 10 minutes. It's a while. It's not 10 minutes. It feels like 10 minutes, yeah, right? Now, there's a quick way to do it, though, in Final Fantasy, isn't it? Like,
just kneel down.
Kneel down.
No, I have a healing, you know, sets a heal.
And then, how quick is it?
I say every 5 seconds go up on that.
Go up how much?
10 points.
Every 5 seconds?
Yeah, I say 10 seconds, maybe.
Huh. I don't know. I guess that's got to be faster than EQ, though.
I mean, I have 160 something, probably taking me less than half a minute to reach.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Crap, I got 100 and something on EQ, and it takes me like...
And then the money system, I like EQ money. You got like so many different money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like gold, platinum, or copper.
Yeah, but that's because later on in the game, later on in Final Fantasy, you're going to be playing with guys, and you're going to be buying shit. And it's going to be like, okay, you need... 750 billion gil, okay? Or in EverQuest, you need, like, 5,000 platinum. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, they do it because, you know, there's the money goes from, you know, the cost of a piece of leather to, you know, the best sword, the best helmet is going to be multiple thousands of platinum. You know, I mean, that's why. I mean, in Final Fantasy, it's like, you're going to have $1 billion to pay out at some point. Unless their money system is really good.
How does craftsman stuff work in the EQ?
Probably the same it does with that. Like, you have to buy, like, the item to do it. You have to buy the material. Then you have to practice making it.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to try to make it. Yeah, if you fail, you lose the material for a time.
Same like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can, you know, anybody can do anything.
So there's a crafting thing in this, too, then, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, fishing, got fishing going on.
Yeah, yeah, crafting. They got all that crafting.
Leather crafting. Yeah. And got bone crafting.
Metalworking. Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Everything.
They've got that and all, yeah.
Now you kill monsters, get material. Sometimes you buy stuff.
Well, what do you get for fishing?
Fishing, you need a fishing rod. I give mine away. I had one. And
they start you with one?
No, I have to, you know, find the father for the kid.
Yeah.
And so his father gave kids fishing book to me.
Huh.
The kids was crying, so I gave it back. No, I don't have one. Maybe I can buy one sometime. I mean, I'm like totally new of this game, so.
Newbie.
Dude, I am a noob, but it comes to EQ, and I'm still finding people that are more green than I am. It's ridiculous.
I got a rock. It takes me 2 days.
Where are you guys going? Both of you just got up and started walking around.
Took me 2 days to get used to the town, though.
Bet, dude. I still do not know my way around my town in EverQuest. I'm a dark elf. The town is ridiculous.
D-bag's killing my ass.
But no, we're going to rob it for you.
Bring your own chair. Well, and you know what the best part about this little Final Fantasy story is?
What?
You and Ode are on different servers because you did not...
Oh, you know what?
Pay attention to what I had to say and make your character on his server, which is Four Veils or Veil 4 or whatever it's called. Veil 4?
Mine's Cerebrus.
Cerebrus?
Cerebrus?
Yeah.
Check this out, though. I just put in my application for Immergrid. So I can change to a different server.
You're going to go to another country and leech them for all they're worth and go back to your home country.
No, I can't. I can't go back.
You can move from that server
to a
different server.
That would be a joke about real life.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. But I don't know which one goes random.
You don't even get to pick the goddamn... No. Oh, my
God. I put in my application.
Oh, my fucking God.
Tells me I will get
it. I could have sworn.
I put in about, let me say, 3 days ago, and it tells me I won't be able to transfer to, you know, Immergrid.
Yeah.
Till December 8th. So.
Man, I could have sworn Ode told me that you get to, there is a way that you can pick a server with your guy.
Oh, that must be.
Maybe it's
December 8th, maybe I'll be able to pick.
Oh, so you don't actually know.
I don't know.
Stop it.
Get over here and put your ass down.
Yeah.
God, damn.
Yeah. You're worse than me.
Just rub that nasty cigarette smell all over that. That'd be sweet. Yeah, it would be really cool if you and Ode were on the same server, so because Ode knows his way around these MMORs like crazy. I mean, he can tell you everything and teach you how to play and teach you all the, like, you don't know what aggro is, and you're trying to explain this to me on the phone. And I'm like, it's called this, it's this, it's that. And you're like, well, this guy just did this. And I'm like, yeah, there's a word for it, though. And you don't know. And it's funny as hell because you call me, and you're like, oh, my God, I was out fighting this goblin, and I was running for my life. And all of a sudden, this guy ran by and healed me. As it, you know, it was like, it's so funny to hear you. It's like, wow. You know, it's like, he's never seen this before. You
yeah,
know,
I know. Cool. That's my first time.
Because I was like that, too, at first. I was like, whoa, you know, this is fast, you know. And it's just, I think it would be awesome, though. Because I cannot find a decent group of people to play EQ with. I mean, it's like, I'm not a total noob. I'm not a jerk-off. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, it's like, I get along just fine. You know, it's like, I rarely get into a good group of people, and even if I do, I still never see them again.
Uh-huh.
You know, even people that play all day, that I just want to say hi to, I've never seen on there.
Do you have, like, friend lists and stuff?
Yeah, and I don't really have any friends. I put, like, 3 people on my little friends list thing that, like, I ran into and talked to.
It doesn't have any friends.
That's right. I'm better off for it, too. But, like, I put, there's some other people on there, and they're never on. Uh-huh. Never, it seems like. No matter when
maybe
I'm on.
Maybe change the server.
I never see. That's possible, but Sony charges you money to change servers.
Oh,
like $50 or something, too.
No way.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
That's ridiculous.
Some kind of character changer service. Dude, they are. They're bullshit.
Let me say, I think it charged me like 29 cents to get an extra account name or something like that. I don't know what's it called.
Okay, well, when you figure it out, let us know.
That seems too complicated for me.
I know, and you won't read the manual. I don't understand why you won't do that.
I kind of did.
Kind of did, but you still can't tell me what dexterity versus agility is, right? Nope, you can't do it. See?
Dexterity and agility.
Yeah, but you called me yesterday and asked me. And I told you what I think they are, because I'm sure it's different, you know, for obviously this game. I know what the definitions of them are, but what does it apply to the game is what we don't know. You know, and I'm not going to look it up. I'm not playing. I don't care. But you won't read the manual to find out. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why. Next time you're taking a load off, laying some pipe, dropping a brick, why don't you bring the manual with you? You know? Crap. It's not, you know? Jesus Christ, people. We can't read. We can read web pages and instructions in-game just fine. Why can't we read in paper anymore?
Prints are too small.
Never seen paper.
You're the oldest one. You were using an abacus back in the day. This computing stuff is amazing with you, ain't it? Now, alright, well, I think that it would be really awesome if all of us played this game. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're on the phone all the time playing Frag Ops and stuff.
This one's it's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah, because we could be like, let's go here, let's go do this, let's go do that. And we, yeah, exactly. We wouldn't have to play with cheaters. We could play with each other and still have a great time out there, you know? Right. We wouldn't have to play with people we don't know. We can get Ode on the phone, you know? We could all sit around and play. And Dar plays. Dar plays with him. You know how I know? Because I have him on my messenger thing and he changes his name.
You know, I'm going to call him up afterwards.
I gave you Ode's phone number again.
I got it. You might say, nobody answered.
Oh, okay.
He never answers his phone.
He answers his phone all the time.
Huh.
Every time I call, he's at home. Anyway, I am not opposed to buying this game, I guess. I guess I'm not opposed to it, I guess. I say I guess because, I mean, I don't know, it looks cool, and I know people that are playing. The problem is that we always end up playing these games separately.
Right.
And that just kind of sucks for me. I think it would be so incredible if we all played.
That's why I'm trying to, you know, immigrate, so me and the other guy can get on the same server.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
You guys are on different servers too?
Yeah.
Try to get to 4 Veil. Or Veil 4, whatever the hell it's called, and try to get him to change to Veil 4.
Veil 4?
Yeah, so that way we can play with Ode and Dar.
I'll be fell out with a fat party going.
Right, there's 4 people right there.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, God knows I'll get suckered into it.
I bet they're like level 40 already.
Yeah, who cares? You know what I mean? It's still fun. You know, it's still fun. And God knows I'll get suckered into it. You know, it's only a matter of time before I get bug break down and get suckered into playing that and stop playing EQ. So I haven't even played EQ at all in like 2 weeks now. I haven't even fired it up to download the updates. That's like my sole reason to exist. I'm kind of curious to see what the graphics upgrade is when they do it here. I'm hoping it's soon because I don't want to have to pay another month.
I have a crazy thought. When I take some low level guy out there for top power leveling, right? I kill the monsters and we don't get points. I'm wondering if he kill monsters, do we get points?
I don't know what happened there. Just pay attention next time it happens.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. And Hunter, I know you haven't played Dark Age, but I know, you know, your sister-in-law plays it. But what do you think the chances are of convincing her to sell her account and all her Dark Age crap on eBay and buy Final Fantasy XI and play with us? And not to play with her, to play with you, really. I mean, I could care less to play with her.
She might do it. If I talk to her enough.
She's going to get tons of money.
Just go there and tell her how fat it was and convince her to sell it so that you both can play Final Fantasy XI, so that I can play that with you, and then that she can play whenever. When we're not playing. That's so fucked up, but it's not her computer, so. That, or you gotta scrape together some money. Get that ass some Final Fantasy.
Yeah, go steal some sperm. Go to the sperm bank.
Go to the sperm bank.
Steal some blood or something.
So, Jude,
you gotta hire yourself.
How's that the blood bank?
Dude, exhausted after work today, huh? You had matters in hand. So, how about the movie scene this week? I know we're all excited. Well, Wolf and I here are dying to actually stop recording so that we can watch the third disc, The 12 Kingdoms.
Have I talked about Gothica at all?
I don't remember. Not as well. I'm tired of talking.
Yeah, that movie was, I liked it. It was a good movie.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's different. Like, when I was watching
different, like a transvestite? Like, not right, or what?
Not right.
Well, like, when I was watching it, you're watching Holly Berry, she plays the main character, and she's like this psychiatrist. Well, then she somehow ends up in prison because of something happened, and she blacked out and she didn't remember anything. They go, well, you're in the insane, she's basically in the insane asylum, and she's like, how did I get here? What happened? You know? And the whole thing is she's trying to figure out what happened, so she's going through the movie, and this ghost chick keeps popping up, you know? Like, freaky shit happens, and it's like, it made me jump, like, I probably jumped about 8 times during the movie.
Wow.
And horror movies usually don't do that to me, but this movie freaked me out a little bit.
Damn.
It was a good movie. Acting was well done. Man. Yeah, it's definitely I'd go see it.
Cool. It's in the theater still?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In the theater.
Alright. Well, I watched quite a bit of movies this week, and I still
got... Timeline's coming out.
More. Yeah, Timeline, dude. I gotta see that movie. I've been waiting so long. It just looks
Lord
so
of
cool.
Rings coming out next week.
Yeah, that'll be cool, too.
Return of the King. Yeah,
that'll be cool, too.
Lord of Rings.
I did manage... excuse me. To watch 4 kind of new movies. They haven't been out for that long. Head of State with Chris Rock. I'll tell you what, man, that movie sucked. Basically, it's about Chris Rock running for president and all the things that happen about because a black man is running for president, and some of the people can't get used to that, you know, and the group of the party he's running for kind of put him there for a reason. And the movie it tries to be funny and play on the whole, you know, race. It plays the race card for the whole movie again. You know, it gets old. I don't know what it is, but it's like the same old tired jokes, and it's not even that funny. I mean, it's just not that good. And they try to have a moment with Chris Rock trying to be a nice, you know, caring guy, and he doesn't pull it off. You know, he's better as like some cocky crackhead guy, you know, or something. I mean, he's just not, you know, or a smart mouth, you know,
basket won't read.
You know, he doesn't play a good politician. I just don't think. I don't know. I was so let down.
I'm tired of all his movies. They're all the same. You know.
Yeah, I just
rehash.
Like I like his stuff in little small doses. Like on Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. You know, when he's in there as Shaka Luther King or whatever. Shaka, you know, and when he's Rufus in Dogma.
Yeah,
I wasn't so sure. You know, it's like that's all right. You know, he's not like a huge major. Well, in Dogma, he was pretty big, but that was offset because he wasn't. You know, anyway. I watched Legally Blonde 2. And I remember last week. I think you said something about being an animal lover, and I made some kind of bestiality joke. Yeah, you know what? I see what your point is on that now. I see what you mean. It was, I didn't like it at all. I liked the first one, though. The first one was, I thought, a pretty good movie. It was pretty funny. I thought it was a neat idea for a movie. This one was just like, it sucked.
All the sequels sucked. It was except X-Men.
Yeah, that's like even better than the first one. But
there's been a couple good sequels, I mean.
Yeah, Terminator 2 was good. I couldn't stand Legally Blonde 2, man. I hated it. It was just, I thought it was ridiculous. It's, you know, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically this chick who's like,
retarded?
She's not retarded, but she's all into, like, you know, fashion and stuff like that, you know, and she doesn't quite fit in with the politicians, you know, like, she's wearing bright pink in a room full of people wearing black suits, you know, and dresses, you know, and it's just like, the whole movie kind of plays on her being like the rich Beverly Hills kind of person is the feeling you get from her character, you know. And somehow she's a lawyer, you know, and she's fighting for her dog Fluffy, who's a homosexual. And I mean, it's stupid.
Sounds stupid.
It really is. It was kind of dumb. The whole point of her fighting for
Bruiser,
Bruiser. Yeah, the whole point of the thing was that the dogs are being tested. You know, animals being used for animal testing for makeup and shit. That's kind of the point of the movie. It was just weak. I saw Charlie's Angels 2, which, you know what, everybody slammed it, and I thought it was a reasonably decent movie. You know, like, I'm going to have to go, like, I mean, if this is a 1 to 10 here, I'm going to say it's probably a 6. It wasn't horrible. It was better than average. I actually paid attention. You know, a lot of movies I'll start watching and I'll lose interest, like, right away. I mean, if they suck,
Danny Moore doesn't look hot in that movie anymore.
I thought she looked pretty hot. She looks older, but
she,
I thought
got
she looked
like smiling stuff.
Pretty hot. Well, that's probably
she got a body on.
I just think some of the stuff is stupid, though. Like, there's a point in the movie where they're basically totally incapacitated by the bad guy, right? And they could easily be killed, right? Remember when they're fighting on the roof and then next scene they're laying there, right?
Oh yeah.
And what do they say when they get up? Wow, I think they're trying to kill us. It's like, you know what? That's fucking retarded, okay? Because you could have got killed, you know, right there. And everybody saw it coming. Everybody knows exactly how they survive.
I hate that with movies. You know, if you got the good guy down, kill him.
You know? Yeah. Why does it have to be like that? I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, it played out great for our first, like, 20 years of big cinema movies. Okay, you know, it's time to change things up a little bit.
How about bad, you know, bad, like, guys in one wise?
Yeah, even, you know, that's great too. I mean, Daredevil, killing off, you know, I mean, that was fantastic. I mean, that was like, wow, that's cool. I still hold by that's a good movie. I don't care what anybody says. You don't know shit, do you? Charlie's Angels, though, I mean, like, and, okay, now the stunts were way out of line. The stunts were like, it was like Charlie's Angels meets The Matrix. That was probably, like, the biggest...
That's
biggest
old, too.
It is. I mean, that was probably my biggest complaint. It was, like, this insane stuff happened. Like they're on motorbikes, you know, they're on, like, they're dirt bikes, you know?
Turn around, shoot.
And they're, like, yeah, like, they're in midair. One guy, somersault, pulls out two pistols, flips back around, lands on his bike, you know, sticks the landing, right? And, of course, you know, the chicks who are three people who just had, like, 32 bullets shot at him in midair over the course of what in real time would have been, like, a second, missed every shot. Right now, okay, there the one does hit the bike and it explodes, and what happens? She lands, whoop, jumps off the bike midair, lands on the other, whoever, I think it was Lucy Liu's bike, lands on her bike with her. You know, like, and it's just like, oh, come on. And, of course, they've got to slow it down. You know, it's like, because it's not fast. It's Matrix, the camera spins around. You see that behind the bullet flying at him, you know. I mean, it's just like, Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous. And, like, they kept doing it throughout the entire movie. That's what got to me, finally. You know, you see him run up a wall, and you're just like,
slow down. Boom, boom.
You know, and they jump around and do some, and they didn't look real. A lot of the stuff didn't look real. A lot of it, you know, like, you could see, like, they did a jump, and you could see where it was all animated, and their character started to jump and spin, then went, you know, and, like, just kind of slid across the screen, all fucking computer fucked up graphics on an old 8-bit game. Like, when Mario walks through the wall, remember, like, if you would get, remember going to the negative world?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that, where he would jump, get stuck in the wall, and slide. It's like that. Like, they're all,
It just, I don't know, it was pretty weak. You know, the effects were weak. But, I mean, you know, it was all right. There was moments where it was pretty funny. They did a good job on the effects for the most part, like the explosions and stuff. I can't say much for the characters. Oh, and they're, like, hanging from Christmas lights, swinging down the middle of like, the strip. Like remember when they, or wherever the fuck they are, remember they're up on the roof and they grab the thing and they, woof, like Spider-Man, they're flying through the town on the, and it's just, are you fucking serious? You know, and
I think the movie's made that way.
It was just, you just did the little quotes thing with your hand again. The movie's made that way, you know. I gotta find that George Carlin clip of him making fun of people doing that. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
I just watched Austin Powers yesterday.
Jesus. What is wrong with you? It's like every...
Sorry.
How you do? Think outside the box.
Laser.
Oh, man. And then I watched Hollywood Homicide.
That one's pretty good. I liked it. See that. What did you think? Don't give it away for me.
Of course I'm not. Right. I think I do pretty good about not giving shit away here. I think you guys would fuck it up.
I've never given away anything.
Spoiler. if you're gonna give it away, just give it.
Give it away now.
Give it warning. Give people warning so they can stop and skip ahead a second.
Yeah, major spoiler coming here.
Yeah. Something like that. At least let everybody know. No, that's still not probably a good idea because it's audio. It's hard to jump ahead right where you want to. On a web page, it's easy. You just change the color and mark it off. Anyway, Hollywood Homicide. This is the movie where with the younger kid and the older guy, Harrison Ford and some young guy, are they're detectives, right? Or cops or whatever they are.
Real estate.
You know, yeah. And it's kind of, it was a good movie. Overall, it was a good movie. They have a really good relationship, I thought. You know, like, because the one guy has dreams to not be a cop, and he has his dreams of falling, whatever, and Harrison Ford's all concerned about paying rent. He's like, his whole thing, he's a real estate agent, so he's in the middle of a gunfight, and his phone rings, and he's like, yeah. Okay, I can be there to meet you, you know, to show the house Tuesday, you know, or whatever. And it was like, it sounds stupid, but like they didn't do it, you know, quite that, you know, lame like that. Like, yeah, they did it in a funny way. You know, like when he gets away from the bad guy for a minute and he's trying to save those hostage chicks or whatever. Remember they were in the elevator for something? And he's on his cell phone talking about real estate in the middle of this shit. That was kind of funny. I liked that. I mean, that was all right. And they do it throughout the movie, you know, and of course that plays into the whole story. And there was a really neat story about the younger guy's dad who was a cop. Remember the whole storyline about how his father was killed as a cop. And of course, you know, you find out through the course of the movie that something was shady about it, you know, and you know that kind of made for a neat little, you know, tie up to it. On top of the main story, you know, I mean, on top of all that, there was a couple of little ways they went, and Harrison Ford, you know, sleeping with I don't want to say who, but remember, I mean, like, that was kind of a neat little side story. Like, it just made the characters feel alive. They felt very dynamic. They felt real. They felt like average people with problems and issues, not like... Okay, I loved Bad Boys 1. I really liked it. Bad Boys 2, I don't think they focused as much on, like Marcus's family aspect, right? And that's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it made them feel like real people, you know, and in the first one. In the second one, they tried to sum up the whole real people part in the flashbacks in the first, like, 10 minutes of the movie, remember?
Yeah.
Right? It just seemed like that was all you got for story. The rest was all action. So it just kind of sucked. This, they kind of build up that the characters are real. You know, like, they make them feel like real people, I thought they did a pretty good job. They're not superheroes. Exactly. They're you and me, you know, struggling to survive, you know, and they got issues with family and friends and love and video games and whatever, you know? I mean, they're real people. They have issues, and they just happen to be wrapped up in this crazy adventure, which was kind of neat. And you know what? The DVD for The Italian Job rocks the house.
What do you mean DVD rocks?
The DVD is awesome. Like, the features and the commentaries and all that bullshit, you know? It's great. I love it. I've been watching it, like, all the time. That movie's awesome. So I'm out of stuff to talk about, now that we've rambled on for quite a bit, but
yeah.
I think we did a reasonable job, except for the first, like, half hour of me going on and whining. I hope everybody skipped over that. I don't know. I don't know where the energy is in the room, but I think that you shouldn't play Final Fantasy next time.
That fucker sapped all my energy.
I know. Plus, oh, it's kind of late today when we're recording, too. It's a little bit later than usual.
Yeah, that's after, like, a huge...
And then, yeah, a huge
dinner. Everybody's trying to take a nap after a
huge dinner. Yeah, we ate way too much.
I was hella tired.
I was like, we were so full, we were almost sick coming back from Chile.
We're peace out.
I think that's it. And we'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll keep it reasonably short. I think this one's a little long, but it's the after Thanksgiving special. To make up for that.
Okay, I shined your spoon collection, filed your disgusting magazines, and finished your shopping. Can I go now?